All right. Let's officially get this party started.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
And Rock Report. We gotta get that fixed. Oh boy.
It'll be nice when I get my name on the instructions.
We're gonna get that fixed. We're gonna work at it.
And I gotta think of three things to add to my title. First, sexy. Observant. Curious. Whatever. I don't know.
Observant.
Something like that. I don't know.
That doesn't come after sexy.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
That's so. Out right there.
Crush, how was the weekend?
It sucked. My weekend sucked. My weekend sucked.
Why did it suck?
I was without electricity for 18 hours of it.
Again?
No, this happened over the weekend, remember?
Oh,
yeah, again,
okay.
Right. Happened over the
well,
weekend.
The first time it happened when we would be supposed to be having a show. But
right.
I was just asking again.
Right. That happened.
Okay.
Yep, it happened again. And it sucked. It was so hot and muggy. Like, we were just sitting here and we were sweating.
Bang. Well, for some reason, and you see down here, we finally got a break from the heat. Well, a break from the heat, but also a break from our drought. And it rained. I mean, every day like clockwork, like a 2 o'clock rain every day. And you know, when it starts raining almost like clockwork, the first thing that it makes you do. Makes you want to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I see like I just slept off this weekend. Like I was just out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. What's on the agenda for this evening?
Well, we got a few things on the agenda this evening. First, how's everybody's weekend? Let me get that out there. Call us up. 805-830-8320. That number again, 805-830-8320. The chat room is open. If you want to join us in the chat room, you can just go to blogtalkradio.com/thecrushheart and sign up for a free account. Right?
That's the way you do it.
Also, we are accepting music if you're a spoken word artist, hip-hop artist, rap, R&B, music artist, please submit your tracks to Phone Fantasy Radio for airplay. MP3 format to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com.
We will pump your shit. I mean, we believe in pumping indie artists who are trying to make it out there on their own, and hey.
Mm-hmm. If it's good, we definitely got you covered. Mm-hmm. Also,
yep.
I want to give a special shout out to the folks that I'm getting lined up for the Sister Soldier Salute coming this September. I got artists hitting me up saying they want to be down. Phone Fantasy Radio.
Okay.
I better get on board now. Once we can start jumping, I don't want to hear no La Crush. No. We have time to do it, so get up on it right now. Female artists out there, you know, this is your time to shine. This is your time to be put on some type of map. It may not be the biggest map, but it's a map.
Yep.
Never know who's tuned in to Funk Fantasy Radio, because I know I don't. I'll never know who's tuned in to Funk Fantasy Radio. I went to a party on Friday, and they shouted out Funk Fantasy Radio and all types of things. I'm like, that's what's up. That's what's up. Also, I'm looking for swingers. I'm looking for businesses, business owners. I'm looking for everything. So, you know, always hit me up. Let me know what y'all want to do. Always look in the network.
Just so you know, we look for swingers because we're going to be doing a swingers program. Is it this month or was it next?
October.
Okay.
Yeah.
In October. So
right.
keep your ears open.
Right. So if you want to be part of that panel, definitely hit us up. The email address. The email address again is phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Or visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com. Speaking of the website, if you're having problems hearing us on Blog Talk Radio, what we're going to start doing is we're going to start streaming live on phonefantasyradio.com. So if you can't hear us on Blog Talk Radio, you can definitely hear us. You can hear everything going down on phonefantasyradio.com. You can still call in, as always, and have a good time with us.
Ding.
We're working on something. On that note, let's get into tonight's topic, Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am. Tonight's topic, it goes with something that, you know, myself being a father of two young ladies now, they're 22 and 16, and they're at that age, and, you know, when your kids are younger, you wonder about this, but as they grow into their preteens and teens and everything, you wonder if you try to keep up and quote unquote be their friend, you know, and is that a good thing or not a good thing or whatever? Crush?
All right. I have no children. For all those who know, I do not have any children, but I am a daughter of somebody. And
we hope
this show. What do you mean we hope? I had to get here somehow. I didn't just appear from dirt, even though he has the power to do so. Okay, so tonight we're gonna open this up. This is for the parents out there. If you have teenagers, especially if you have teenagers, or preteens, especially if preteens, because that's like a vital age. You know, now they trying to find themselves, they trying to be individuals. And we want to know, because, okay, there's been instances where we've read reports. We talked about this last week, the rainbow parties and stuff like that, and sex parties. And there are parents out there who want to be a friend before they be a parent. And they are actually hosting these teen parties. It's not like a regular old dance party and the kids just come and post up on the wall. No, they're actually letting
the old
party.
I'd rather have my child having drinks at home, because otherwise they'd be out there getting drunk and killing themselves on the highway or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then, you know, they'd be sneaking it off and everything. But that's not, you know, first of all, why are they drinking in the first place?
Right. And let me put this out there. The views that y'all going to hear is those of that individual, nor did it reflect Full Fantasy Radio. I have to put that warning out there because this can be a very hot topic. People from different backgrounds, from different raisings and things like that will be calling in and giving us their 1, 2, 3. So, you know, folks, we are adults, we are grown. And what was I about to say? I lost my train of thought. I lost my train of thought just now.
I don't know.
Okay. Also, if y'all are acting up or talking over one another or something like that, then y'all gonna hear this sound.
I was wondering what happened to it.
Right. That means stop, shut up. If you was talking, shut your mouth.
We didn't hear it last week.
We didn't hear it last week. No, we did good last week. Last week we did pretty good. Despite the fact that, was it last week that my electricity stepped off? So hopefully this week everything is back to normal and smoothly running.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to get into some music. Hopefully y'all can hear it this time. And when we come back, we're going to start the conversation. Shout out to all those hate waiting on the line. After this, my little song set or whatever, however you want to call it. Once again,
the number is 805-830-8320.
Can you hear that, Black Reporter?
Huh?
Can you hear that?
No, I can't. Okay. I don't hear anything, my dear. Ah. There we go. Yeah.
Let's do it. Midwest shit, nigga. Come on. Hit the highway with my new hoe. 100 rack Drake, nigga smoking some dro. 80 Pittsburgh to get this loot. I'm a Cleveland Brown nigga, boy, but that's what it do. Now in and out the cities, better know you some goons. And never leave your guns in the hotel room. 5-4-3-2, it might go boom. One dead motherfucker left with the news. Do it in Columbus, then wake up in the natty. I'm trying to get it cheap, but tell your nigga get at me. Indiana, Michigan, Detroit, and the Valley. Now these 100 rack niggas got me fucking with Cali. I'm wide open, nigga, I'm out in the zone. Another 6 points if you just throw me the ball. Ball hog niggas known the ball till we fall, dog. Then get back up and crawl till we ball and we ball hog. I take you to the pros if you can handle all the pressure. To lie and not to snitching when the feds come to get you. And never trust these bitches when they tryna come between us. And better shoot to kill if them goons come to get us. Bring your ass to Cleveland, I show you what the lie do. Serve you out the window, bitch, just like it's a drive through. Gotta find a better price, weed in the pies too. I'm tryna bust 100 racks, you in, you can slide too.
Hell yeah, I'm tryna bust me 100 racks. Ride something to cost something around 100 racks. Big tree of 2, 3, 400 racks. Drinking on 100 racks, smoking on 100 racks. Hell yeah, I'm tryna bust me 100 racks. Ride something to cost something around 100 racks. Big tree of 2, 3, 400 racks. Drinking on 100 racks, smoking on 100 racks.
Drink on 100 racks, roll up 100 racks. It fucked me up the first time I seen 100 stacks. If I front you a case, give me my money back. I just beat a court case, then I rolled 100 raps. Cracked open a can and heard thunder crack. Money green jag, I called at the Thundercat. Smoking Thunderfoot, Spider-Man fingers. When I rolled it all up, my thumb and index was sticky. Praise money with me, he just had a mega attack. Every time we do it big, these hoes don't know how to act. Hypochondriac, check out my melody. I heard like 100 rappers, none of them compared to me. It's more than just music, I'm something like a mogul. I need 100 racks every time I lay vocals. My shit sound professional, your shit sound local. It's freeze, I got the t-shirt with the logo.
Hell yeah, I'm tryna bust me 100 racks. Ride something to cost something around 100 racks. Big tree of 2, 3, 400 racks. Drinking on 100 racks, smoking on 100 racks. Hell yeah, I'm tryna bust me 100 racks. Ride something to cost something around 100 racks. Big tree of 2, 3, 400 racks. Drinking on 100 racks, smoking on 100 racks.
My pockets on swole, we get it in, little homie, 100 racks. Blowing dough, I swear the whole hood know me. Clientele rising like geese,
product in the street. In and out, or you can drive through. Don't even have to speak. Don't connect it with real hustlers and niggas that ball. Got my doors wide open. Can't you see I'm sitting tall? 100 racks looking right. Damn, I live a good life. I'ma show you how to ball. I'm out of town to get right. With some treats up, Gucci in the fresh pair of Nikes. Watch me bag another hood rat. She go all night. If a nigga talking whole shit, my team strapped tight. Watch me hop in the Chevy and pop a pill and take flight. 100 racks, party packs, bitch, you know we at it all. Should be the town supplier, self-made, ball hog. 2400 racks, you need a case? Don't stall, rap trucks, long chains. I see you hating, fuck y'all.
Hell yeah, I'm trying to bust me 100 racks. Ride something that cost something around 100 racks. Big Twitter, 2, 3, 4, 100 racks. Drinking on the 100 racks, smoking on some 100 racks. Hell yeah, I'm trying to bust me 100 racks. Ride something that cost something around 100 racks. Big Twitter, 2, 3, 4, 100 racks. Drinking on the 100 racks, smoking on some 100 racks. Hell yeah, 100 racks. 100 racks. 2, 3, 4, 100 racks. 100 racks, 100 racks. Hell yeah, I'm tryna ride something that costs. Big crib, 2, 3, 4 hundred racks. Drinking on 100 racks, smoking on 100 racks.
Woo! It's the kid here. Wu Chang, I want it all. Listen, yeah. Give me the root of it, the evil I can stand. I repent when it's over. Watch my people in the sand. See the waves, it's the beach. With the evil in my hand, paint a picture of the light. I'll let you see it when we land. Popping bottles like a genie in the stash. And I wish a nigga would when they see me in the jag. I'm like a Brady with the swag. Brand new everything. Haters proceed to get mad. How we do it like that? So I don't sound conceited when I rap. It's the fact that they not in agreement to the track. Hands up, got me proud like a teacher in the class.
I want it all.
right, welcome back. That right there was Rule Child, I Want It All. And before that, we played Should Be, Bust a Hundred Racks, featuring Phrase, Money and Freeze. OMG. What you think about that, Black Recorder?
That was cool. That was cool.
The last one, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
The last one, yeah.
Okay, okay. I said the last one was real cool. I mean, I really dug that one. But the one before that was a little rough for me.
It was a little what?
A little bit rough. Huh?
A little bit rough?
Yeah, a little bit rough.
Too hardcore?
It was a little hardcore. But you know what? I meant to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday night, you played the song, and I just called you on your other phone that to let you know that the song that you played about 69, and I thought that was a cool song.
I don't remember what song it was. I got to go back and listen to the archives.
Okay, not a problem. But it was a cool song. Anyway, so do we have somebody on deck?
We do have people on deck as usual. We have our best panel folks around. Our usual suspects and then some. Coming out of Trenton, New Jersey, Mr. Bless Childs himself. Yay!
What's going on?
What's up?
How are you doing?
No, man, I'm maintaining, man, getting ready for the family reunion.
And Bless, you gotta be happy. That's football. Finally.
Football. I can't wait. I'm a Jets fan, man. I can't wait.
I'm a Saints fan. What was that?
My telephone.
You what?
Sorry, folks, my telephone. Go ahead, Black Reporter, hold it down, because I got to take this.
Okay. So, I'm a Saints fan, Bless. So, what's up?
No, you know they doing their thing, man. They're gonna be in the running for a couple of years, man. They got a strong team, man.
Oh yeah,
Enough of that. This is not Black Reporter Sports Hour. This is Soul Station Radio Live with LaCrush Hearts and Black Reporter. If you just tuned in, if you don't know tonight's topic is parenting friends. Parents that want to be friends instead of parents to their teenagers, preteens, or to their children in general. Okay, you have a daughter. You talk about your daughter. Your daughter's how old, Bless Child?
She turned 4.
Oh, okay, so she's still young.
She's still young, right?
Yeah, she's still young. Right now she's in the stage. I mean, you know, she got her little diva mode, right?
She's in her little
diva mode. You know, she had you wrapped around her finger. Daddy! You know, give you the puppy eyes. Right, she giving you the puppy eyes right now. Okay, you got
Bless.
5 more years.
I will tell you this much. She will not learn how to walk for another year, 2 years, because mine didn't learn how to walk until she was 6. At least that's what I was told, because I carried her everywhere we went.
I'm going to tell you something deep, though. People, I realize, man, you got to control your young girl at the young age, man. I was out here One day last week, now man, I got a black mouth sipping off from bed. This little chick, I don't know if she walked with her mom, her cousin, or something like that. It's like 3 or 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
She had to be nothing but like 3, 4 years old. So she said hi. So I said hi. kept looking at me smiling, and she started switching.
Oh, Lord. No.
I'm like, oh, I had to turn my head, man. Oh, man. I had to turn my head because he kept on switching and kept on looking at me smiling. I'm like, oh, man. No.
She's flirting
oh,
with
no.
She's like
4
years old.
Wow.
That is scary.
We're going to open up the lines. We got the 216 on hold right now. 216-835. You want to end? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah,
hello?
What's up? It's Cash. I'm from Cleveland.
Hello, Cash from Queens.
Oh, you? Got Cleveland in the house.
Yeah.
Cleveland? Didn't you just say Queens?
No, Cleveland. Like,
oh, okay. My bad. I thought you said Queens.
My guys. Left. Cleveland.
Oh. Okay, Cleveland. How are you today?
I'm good. Chilling. About to handle my business.
That'll
work. You know how I do.
Oh, okay.
Well, I called in, put my little 2 cents on this conversation. Man,
good,
like me, my little thug about this is, you feel me, I was the only child, and my mom was a single parent, and my mom was strict. My mom, like, the way me and my mom get along, we more like siblings than mother and son, but not like that, like we don't get along. I'd rather have a friend and a parent and a friend than just a strict ass parent.
How old are you, Cash?
I'm 21.
You're 21? Your mother is strict. Okay, so strict how? Because sometimes, you know,
like,
kids may think she's strict and she really isn't to other people. So what's the
strictest
she has for you?
Strictest thing she's ever done? Damn, I really can't tell you. Like, I could tell you a million different strict ass things, but it's just kind of. I mean, she's not strict to me now. I'm grown.
You're grown now.
Right, but she was one of the type of parents I wouldn't even like allow my friends to come over and visit because she was just too mean and embarrassing. But and then sometimes you need that friend type person to your kids because dang on, I'd rather have my. I'm not having kids. But I'd rather be in a situation like my kids could come to me like a friend instead of taking some bad advice from some dumbass nigga from their school.
And I think that is a dynamic that's missing in a single parent home because you know,
I mean,
in a single parent home you have one parent that plays the friend and you have the other parent that plays the parent. You know, in a double parent home. And then, you know, you only get one side of the spectrum if you're
exactly.
In a parent home. So I definitely understand that, Cash. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for chiming in. But go ahead, what
did
you say?
I was about to say, and then on top of that, then you don't want to be too friendly with your kids because you feel me, you still your kids' role models. And you can't be too friendly with anybody in life, you feel me?
Exactly.
That's for anybody,
exactly.
Especially your kids, Then they get to talking to you and acting sorry, all kinds of way that a kid ain't supposed to act around parents.
Exactly. Like your parent turns around and asks, can they go on a double date with you?
Mm-mm.
And like you know exactly. Does that double take like excuse me? You wanna do what with me?
But that's possible nowadays.
I know.
With the kids being so young.
Of course, they love me tonight.
I noticed they love me tonight, but I'm hosting a radio show right now and I can't talk.
Okay.
My thing on being a parent, you got to be a parent, man, like the young boy said, man, because when you get too friendly and want to go out and be friendly, they not going to have respect for you.
Exactly.
At the same time, they gonna feel they could do what you do.
Yep, they can do anything around you.
Okay, yeah. Now is there a definition between being, I guess, friends and being real with your kids. But that is that. Is there a definition between? Is it? You get what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing to be talking with your kids on the same level, because sometimes you need to, like Cash said, sometimes you need to be on that level with your kids in case they want advice and stuff like that. You got to be friendly to your kids and let them know that they're open, that you're open for them to come to you for that advice and stuff like that. So is there, you know, there's a fine line between, you know, stepping over boundaries, I guess, as far as being a parent and as far as being a friend.
Exactly.
Like Black Reporter, you said in your household with your kids, you and you was the mom dad, right? You stayed home most of the time.
Well, no, I mean we were lucky enough to have a two parent household.
Right.
You know, we were lucky enough to have a two parent household, and
who was the friend and who was the parent in your household?
Actually, we both were parents, but I was more lenient than my ex was. She had the hard hand, and I had the soft hand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that worked out.
So was it like you know, you was watching the kids and they did something bad and like waiting for your mom to come home type situation?
Yeah, you better clean it up before your mom finds out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
And if you don't, that's on you.
Okay. So you ever threaten them with your mom, like, you know, you don't stop them, tell your mother?
I have. I can't say I didn't do that.
Right. So what about you, Bless? I know you said you came from a single parent home. You know, you're a grown adult now. How was your parent in the mother and son or the father and son situation for you?
Basically, like, my mom coming up a single parenthood, man, she wasn't home because she was working. She had supporters, so. Basically, I'm from the hood, and I was spoiled because my mom tried to give anything to make up for her working hard and try to make up for my dad's part. So, therefore, I'm a little bit spoiled. But at the same time, the same thing I do with my daughter, at the same time, you let me know. So, let me say,
okay.
Let me know, man. I get what you want, but you get out of line, yeah, I'm going to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So it's like...
Mm-hmm.
Me and my daughter it's like when you say two different parents, it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Like, my daughter could watch a Beyonce video dancing all sexy and all that, man. I catch feelings, you feel me? But she's more leaning to it. The certain situation that she do, I'm more leaning to it. And she not, man, so it'll go both ways. But at the end of the day, man, you gotta be a parent to your child, man. You gotta talk to them. Y'all talk to them. Like, my daughter, she watch a certain amount of TV shows. Feel me? At the time that she don't watch TV, I make her read a book for like an hour. It's how you raise your kids, man. You can't go to the club with your kids, man. It don't sound right.
No.
Nope. Can't go on a double date.
No. Nope.
Can't go on a double date with your daughter.
No. Nope.
So when you do that, you start catering to them. Like I said,
but some parents out there feel like if you do those things, then you not only connecting with your child, but you're also able to keep an extra eye or leash upon your child if you do things with them, different activities with them. Not necessarily invade their privacy or invade their life, but, you know, just to do it so to keep them an eye. You know, she need a ride to the mall or whatever, and I'm going to ride to the mall. Okay. All right. All the kids. Okay. Kids want to talk. They want to shout out. All right. Shout out to the kids.
Yep.
All right. On that note, we're gonna bring in some other callers right now. Bless. I'm gonna mute you because you have a loud background. Right now we have the 414
Same time, it's like, dude, don't be sitting up there rolling up blunts for your 11-year-old.
Right. No. That you see, that line is so fine. It, I mean, you can trip over it and not even know it.
Real quick.
Okay.
It start off with that. Ain't it cute how they said that curse word? Like that baby said, motherfucker. Y'all hear that, motherfucker? You know, and everybody laughs. But then yeah. And then you're on
they
that
call you
a club.
Motherfucker. Get out of my face.
You know, or they call you
yeah,
girl,
and,
so they
and at the age of 8.
You
right.
Know.
So now, no, shit. What?
You know, that's when you
no.
start taking a strap to their butt.
Right.
Strap, no.
And
once they break
shit,
that 100-pound level, they get fists from me.
Oh, shit. There y'all go.
Like,
there y'all go.
Your weight triple digits, you get
hurt. That's a whole other episode. That's a whole other show.
Oh, when to put the belt down and start punching your kids,
right.
I feel you.
Right. That's a whole
other show. Well, but you shit. Know, man, when you be whooping your kid and they be giving you that, is it over face? That's when you start
fighting. That's when you switch over.
Yeah, that's when you switch over. Because up to that point, you're good. But yeah, you reach that point, it's like, this whooping ain't doing nothing. I gotta break.
Exactly.
Beat him like
you gotta threaten your kid with a cast iron skillet one time. Put that fear of God back into him.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Anyway. All right, ghetto.
Okay, I'm gonna give y'all Renee back.
We appreciate it, ghetto.
Yeah, nice kicking it with y'all. Y'all know y'all my mofos all day.
Hey, all day.
All day. All night, too, shoot, if I could hang with y'all, because, you know, the crush got that, like, 7 a.m. curfew going on and shit. I can't hang with it.
Ooh.
I still don't know.
Heck, yeah, that nigga be up 3 hours after the club closed in every state in the USA. So it's like, what was you doing for the other 3 hours? Damn.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, but you keep me up some nights. I'll be up at 4 a.m. and shit. I ain't got nothing to do. It's like, oh, what? Crush got a show going. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Always running a half naked, trying to keep everything inside. But that's another
Oh, episode. Lord.
All I heard was half naked.
That's another show also.
Okay,
I'm going to let y'all go so I can get back to my beer.
Okay.
All right, take care, everybody.
All right, now I know we're going to put Renee in the 414 back on hold, and we're going to go to the 347-775. Got the hand up, 347-775. How you is? Where you from?
What is
your name is?
What is LaCrush? This is your boy from NY, Stevie B.
What up, Stevie
B? Stevie B, what's up? What's up?
Stevie B, what's
up? What's going on? You know, I had to come in and show my love to y'all, too. You know, always got to bring my point of view, whatever topic you want.
Right. Do you know the topic for tonight with your 12 kids?
What's the topic again?
The topic for tonight is parents and friends. Those parents that want to be friends to their children.
My point of view on the parents and friends is actually getting out of hand, because you got these parents that want to be so much of a buddy and a friend to their kids, and then when the kids get out of hand and uncontrollable, then you be like, where did it come from?
Mm-hmm.
When your kids don't have no respect for you as a parent, then you'd be wondering, where did it come from? See, my mom's always said one thing to me when I was younger. I don't party with you. I don't drink with you. You're going to stay in a child's place. And it was always put like that. There's a place. There's a parent, and then there's a child.
Mm-hmm.
My mom kept it real with me. I come and talk to her, but she always let me know that I am the child, and then she is the parent at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I got older, cool. Of course, any kid get older, they have a rebellious stage. They always have a stage that they feel they know what they know best for themselves, when
mm-hmm.
they really don't.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's going to be your mom's or your pop that is going to be there for you when you thought you knew everything. You thought that
mm-hmm.
rebellious stage was the stage that I'm my own person. Then when you get in that real world and you really try to hold down bills, then you realize,
mm-hmm.
okay, I wasn't ready yet. I see what my moms or my pops was talking about. That's when you start remembering that you was that child. That's your parent. You're not your friends. Because even statistically, when you look at it, and they ain't trying to say all parents is bad that do be friends with their kids, but most of the kids that's in these what you call say correctional facilities for youth. By the time most of the parents was their friend, they sat there and drink with their parents and roll blunts with their parents and, oh yeah, I did this, that, and the third. Like we all buddy buddy, like we on the same level. And then when they out of control, and then they getting caught up in trouble, you wonder why. But when you go into court, the kids and the judge telling you got to control your kid, you telling the judge, well, I can't do it with them. But then you know why. You in this ongoing cycle. See what happened. When you look at this cycle, why you also see parents being friends? Because these are kids having kids. These are babies having babies. These young kids is not actually having kids at a mature age to learn. Okay, now I'm a parent. I gotta be a parent. They still having kids and they want to go have their fun. And when the kids get older, oh, it's cool that I can have fun with my kid too. Cause we both babies. So they teaching them. They think it's cool. Oh yeah, what's name just curse and say mother effer, or what's name holding the cigarette like she's smoking it, or holding the blunt name out like she's smoking it is cool because it's a baby having baby. Because if you look at it, the age of grandparents is getting younger.
That's another. I'm glad you brought that up, because that was something we wanted to touch on as well. You know, when you're 32, 33, 34, 35,
yeah.
and you're a grandmother.
Your grandmother is getting.
I just turned 30. No kids, you know, and people look at me like I'm lost.
I'm 52, and I haven't had my first grandchild yet.
Look at me like I'm lost. And then, you know, like I'm late. Like, I get that a lot, too. Like, I'm late. And then I get these men that sit up there and say, you know, their pickup line is, I want to have a baby by you. What? No.
Yeah. And I'm getting secondhand that with guys going that female, yeah, I want to have a baby by you. But when this female finally has this baby by you, where are you?
Right.
You keeping an ongoing cycle of a fatherless child. And it's too many that in our community. We have too many of these fathers' child, even motherless child, and it needs to stop.
Exactly.
Like it goes back to the point as you got grandmothers, you got grandparents getting younger, right? And these young grandparents, they trying to sit down and settle and be a grandparent. They still trying to go out and have their fun and they clubbing. And the next kids is trying to go out and go clubbing. And then what happened to the grandchild or the child? He's stuck. Well, mommy want to go have fun. Grandma going to have fun. So I guess I got to have fun with mommy. Because mommy make it cool because she letting me have fun with her. It's an ongoing cycle that needs to be break.
Listen, Stevie B, as always, you putting the light on certain things. I got other callers
always.
That's just putting their hand up. You know, stay on the line. Don't go nowhere. We're going to bring you back on.
I
just want to get everybody to get their opinions out there, and then we're going to go to the break.
I got you. Also, if we ever go into a free conversation, I want to go back to a topic you had last week. A lot of other sisters was on that conversation. They had, like, this one thing misconstrued. You know, when it comes to the Bible, I can always set it straight.
All right. We'll definitely do that. We'll probably have to all the time. Always. Shout out to CDP and all his kids.
Yeah.
All right, folks. You're tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio Live. Tonight is a hot topic. We got people on the line with their hands up. That's definitely what's up. And I know this number right here, but I definitely got to bring this young lady in. The 347-627.
Oh, Lord. Is it the pastor?
It's the pastor. I had to wait to let her hear some of these thoughts going out here, but she could get her stuff together. Pastor Brick, you on the air with us?
Yes, I am. What's up, Crash? What's up, Black Reporter?
What's up, Pastor Brick?
What's up? I've been listening to all this, and, you know, everybody got good, valid points. What the brother just touched up on, he had good points. But you know what? I got to call a spade a spade. Okay?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
It's not just about discipline.
Low clearance
ahead.
Get it how you love. That's what
happens.
They tell me, get it how you love.
It's not all about discipline. Everybody can say, yeah, yeah, I brought you in this world. I take you out. You know, listen to me, blah, 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 blah. But you know what the key is? What the brother said? The brother said, stay in a child's place. That's what he was constantly told. But you know what we do as adults? We don't keep children in their place. And I'm going to tell you how we don't. The reason why we don't is because we need to let children stay children as long as they can be that children. And you know how we grow children up fast?
Mm-hmm.
By telling them every damn thing that's going on in our life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I sat right there. I got a friend who does this, and I had to tell her. Okay? She's sitting there telling her son, oh, I don't know how we're going to get money for the rent. I don't know how I'm you know, maybe I can call this dude. And maybe he'll give us some money and all this. And the child is just, what, 7 years old. Now, when I was 7 years old, okay, I don't know how y'all were when y'all were growing up. I didn't know nothing about paying the rent. I didn't know nothing about money, bills being due. If the lights were about to get cut off, I didn't know it. If the rent wasn't paid, I didn't know it. All I knew was junk rent. Dolls and cartoons, okay?
Right,
but
exactly.
You got these people going to kindergarten with the weight on their shoulders. Why? Because Mom Duke is sitting on the side of the bed half drunk, talking about how she ain't got no money. I got to go out here and trick for me some money. I got to get me some money. You understand what I'm saying? You got brothers out there, yo, son, I'm going to pick you up, but you know I got this court date, so I can't take you to the basketball game. Why your son got to know you got a court date? You understand what I'm saying? Me? Never, let me tell you something. My father used to smoke, right? And he would never, ever say, Michelle, go get my cigarette. You know, I'm saying, go get my cigarettes off the counter. Never. We couldn't even touch them damn things. I saw my friend the other day at her house. She was like, Junior, go get my cigarettes. Sending her five-year-old into the room to get her cigarettes. I said, don't send him in there to get that. He ain't got no business touching those cigarettes. Because you know what? You feel it's okay to touch the pack? It's going to be okay to pull one. It's going to be okay to light one up. You understand what I'm saying? Don't send your son and your daughter in the kitchen to get you a beer. Get your ass up and get your beer yourself because the child ain't got no business with their hands on it. Because once they feel it's okay for me to put my hands on it, it's going to be okay for me to open it, it's going to be okay for me to drink it. You know? We need to let these children be children, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stop running around here telling our kids all our problems, okay? We need to stop telling our teenage, when I was your age, girl, when I was your age, I had men coming here and there and there and there and there. And then when she grow up and she got men coming here and there and there, you try to stop her. She going to say, wait a minute, but you did it. Then what you going to do?
Preach.
Kids record
preach.
Everything you tell them. Even when you think they ain't listening, you think they on the floor playing with a truck. That little boy is recording everything you saying. He listening to your conversation on the phone. He listening about how you about to hustle, how you about to go get smoke you a blunt, how you about to do this and that. And we wonder how our kids know these things. Okay?
Right.
The things these kids come to school saying, you would be shocked. You're like, how do you know that? How do you know about this? How do you know what a crack pipe looks like? Because they see these things. You know? We look at these pictures on... What's that thing, that nasty website, Get On Mess, when this girl's all bent over, taking a nude picture shot or a topless shot, and you see a toddler in the background? What's up with that?
Oh,
you know, we need to
stop
our kids up. You know, stop growing our kids up and exposing them to things that they don't need to be exposed to. You know, come on.
And then the first
we need to stop that. We need to stop exposing our little girls, showing our little girls, you know, we got pictures on Facebook where we all bent over and stuff like that, but then you expect your daughter to keep a clean page? Come on.
Exactly.
We gotta, you lead by example. So it's okay to discipline. It's good to keep a child in their place discipline-wise, but you lead by example. If your child sees you walking the straight and narrow, they will in turn walk the straight and narrow as well. Because they'll be like, I know my mother ain't having that. You know what I'm saying? So it comes from us. We need to stop doing that to our children. Let the kids play. Let the kids.
Okay, so now,
you know,
Brick,
and,
Brick,
uh-huh.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question about you and your son relationship, because I know you have a teenage son who's almost grown himself.
He just turned 18 the other day, right, madam?
17. He got one more year.
17.
How is it with you? Like, how do you find that balance to keep it, you're my child, I'm your mother, but at the same time, you want to make sure that he's aware of things that's going on, before he is out to where he go away to college, or whether he goes and move out and do his own thing, you start teaching him those independent living skills. You get what I'm saying? Because it's not always going to be mama there to be around me 24/7, or I'm not going to always live with mama. So how are you as a single parent? How are you trying to put that to, instill those beliefs and ideas in him where he can be an adult right now? That transition.
Well, I do that by communication, talking to him, and having basically very articulate discussions with him. My son is very, very articulate, okay? He knows how when he's in the street, it's your son, what's up, son, whatever, whatever, whatever. But when he speaks to me like someone with some sense. You understand what I'm saying? And I think that if we stop allowing our kids to speak to us any kind of way and demand that type of respect, then that's part of the battle won right there. I listen to how some of these kids talk to their parents, and they talk to them like they're talking to their boy.
Exactly.
It's about respect. And we have a type of dialogue where if he gets out of pocket for a second, I'm like, wait a minute, hold up, I'll slow your roll. I told him quick. He calls me old school because the things that I say he call old school. Like, he'll say that's old school. I'm like, I don't care what it is. Okay? But he knows to respect the house and have respect for me and have respect for women in the street. Now, like I said, the way these kids talk to their parents nowadays, it's ridiculous, okay? My son will not even, I know he cusses. I'm not going to be naive and think that my son doesn't curse. I'm not going to be one of the mothers that say, oh, my son will never say a foul word. I know he cusses, but he ain't never cussed around me, and he better not ever cuss around me. You understand what I'm saying? It's recognizing that, you know what, I'm not going to be naive enough to think that he's not going to do it. You understand what I'm saying? But you're not going to do it around me. And you're not going to do it around any other adult or any other female. Have some respect. And it's been rough. It's been a couple of times when he's taller than me, where I've had to basically get physical with it, but he's never raised his hand to try to strike me or anything like that. It's never gotten to the point. As a matter of fact, we were laughing the other day. I asked him, I said, when's the last time I gave you a beating? He said, I don't know what. I was 10, 11. Because I've never had to get like that with him. Because we've always had that open dialogue. But he knows who I am. And I know who he is. I told him maybe one day we'll get to the point where we can sit down and we can have that conversation and that camaraderie. But it's always going to be that line. That line is never going to go away. The line is always going to be drawn where it don't cross.
That line is so thin, right? All right, Pastor Brick, I'm going to put you on hold. I got a couple more callers I want to get to. Thank you for your insight. Thank you for tuning in to Full Fantasy Radio. Thanks for support. And Black Report, are you still with me?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. All right, folks, you're tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio. This seems to be a hot topic. I got a lot of people on the phone right now that want to get their two cents in. I see your hand being raised. I'm going to go to the 718. Hold on. Damn it.
718-495-493.
493. Yeah. How you doing? I'm good. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn. My name is Chef.
Hi, Chevy.
Hey, Crushy Baby.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How you doing?
Okay, bro.
That's the sound.
Gotta put that bass back in your voice. Gotta put that bass back in your voice.
Of course, you got to.
Crush, before you get started, let me just do this real quick. You're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we have got it hot and heavy tonight. I mean, our phones have been popped. We've had one music break, and
right.
I don't know if we're going to have another one.
Right.
Okay.
All right, Chevy. It's the top of the hour, 10 o'clock here on the East Coast, and 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock
Central. Right.
All right.
Hey, Chevy, baby. Tonight's topic is parenting.
Repeat that again.
Tonight's topic is parenting friends. We're talking about parents that want to be friends with their children, especially their teenagers and their preteens. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm against that as a parent myself. There should be a line drawn where the parents are parents and the children are children.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really say I agree with most of what the pastor said, the woman before me said, but honestly, you can't really say kids these days, because at the end of the day, how many times we heard that? I mean, at her age, she probably heard that herself. Kids these days. You can't keep on using that same cliche. I was born in the 80s, you know. I mean, I was born in the 80s, 81, and I was exposed. Well, I was not really exposed because I was a sheltered kid. I can't even stunt. I'm not going to even lie. But people who I know around my age were exposed to the whole crack epidemic. We have nothing like that these days. Nothing remotely like
what they have now. Right.
Yeah. We have, that was the crack epidemic. So, whatever, the kids was running crazy,
so,
crack babies, whatever, and such. And we don't have that these days.
Sex epidemic. Ours is a sex epidemic. Right now, it's a sex epidemic. Everything is sex.
Yeah.
Sex. So,
I mean, you have to realize, sex is being broadcast to children at a young age everywhere.
Yeah.
From the news to television to Facebook. As much as people,
right.
As much as parents want to sit there and say, oh, yeah, I won't have my child do this. I won't have my child do that. As a parent myself, at the end of the day, I'm not going to be watching over my child 24/7.
Right.
She's, you know, so she's going to be exposed to what's out there. And it's sad that you turn the radio, you hear sex songs, you hear Drop It Like It's Hot, you hear all this stuff. And my 4-year-old daughter was singing that shit recently, and I'm just like, what's going on? Like, why are you singing this song?
Yeah.
Drop It Like It's Hot. Like, yo, don't sing that. Don't sing that. That's not cute. You're like,
right.
Certain things you don't expose children to. I'm a
weed smoker. How did you hear that? It still amazes me. I'm sorry. It just amazes me how they know these songs word for word. I got to look up the lyrics.
Yeah. They know the words, and it's because she's exposed to that because of she goes to school, and most of the parents in the school were low income parents. So that's where she exposed that to. That's where she gets that stuff from. So, as a parent, I'm trying my best not to expose her around that lifestyle. I smoke, yeah, but I do not smoke around my child. I think that's really disrespectful. Like, a parent that sits there and smoke around their child, they don't really care about the child's life because secondhand smoke do kill at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
Chevy,
so.
Baby. Thank you so much for calling in.
I'm gonna holler at you later. At your one of your 31 numbers, you dig?
All right, do that. 347-4-BBW. That's the main one. Y'all gotta remember that, people. 347-4-BBW. Anyway, still moving along. We got everybody. We got Chevy. We had Pastor Brick. We had Stevie B. We had Blessed Child. Everybody's giving their 2 cents on this topic. I appreciate the love. Appreciate the support. I'm going to definitely keep it going. Right now, we're going to go into a music break because I need a break now. Y'all making my soul right now. I need to go get me something to drink. So I'm going to give y'all a good quick music break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more on Phone Fantasy Radio live with LaCrush Hearts and Black Reporter. This right here is Miss So Naive. I ride with your boy.
Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
And I can feel it too.
Mike,
I wanna do
the
same thing that you wanna do. You say it's only so you do, be crazy. And they always have a life, they know what to do with a lady. I told her, I can get deep up in a wall. Cause I feel like time stop, make a heart pause. Now she grabbing on me crazy. telling me you wanna have my baby. You know the TV green, that nigga 5'9".
Mike,
you
can
talk
to me.
Sharing that bar, a bunch of sexy women, and a knife and get some fire, and slowly kissing, and riding on me, asking what you gon' be, wait till later, you keep smoking, drinking, and sharing that bar, a bunch of sexy women, and a knife and get some fire, and
what's it gonna be? You've been at the bar staring at me. Well, let me introduce myself. My name's T. Young Doe Boy Association, my team. I'm really glad we had the opportunity to meet. Cause you got the type of beauty every man ought to see. Educated conversation, so I love when you see. Smile for me.
Mike,
you
love the
white teeth. After that, I really hope you turn into a friend. Bottoms up, but no tray on the beat. Yes, me, deep eyes, and my partner, Peter Green. What up? Young gun dudes, Emilio and Charlie Sheen. And like Ruth saying, boy, I'm all about my dream. So just for the night, we can be a good team.
Mike, you got
to be straight,
Mike.
Yes, I'm going to drink. And we're chilling at the bar, a bunch of sexy women. And a knife and get some fire, and so we're kissing, riding on me, asking what's it gonna be, wait till later, you keep smoking, drinking, and we're feeling at the bottom, but you're sexy women, and a knife and get some fire, and so we're kissing, riding on me,
Mike,
she said she likes the way I whisper in her ear. Straight to the point, making everything clear. She's my personal video vixen. Over by the stove, we have sex in the kitchen. And I bet the neighbors know my name if they listening. I think she need her medicine, I fill up her prescription. Let's make a decision to leave here together. I better, but make
Mike,
a whole life even better. The leather's so strong on the couch in my hideout. You about to find out exactly what I'm about. My conversation stimulates her mind, and I let her hit the switch and try to calm her down. She's feeling, I feel her body calling out. In that teeny weeny lingo, we try to pop out. How many different flavors do they come in? Why?
Mike,
you
need to pop out.
And we're chilling at the bottom, bunch of sexy women. And a knife and get some fire, and she's slowly kissing. Riding on me, asking what's it gonna be. Wait till later, you keep holding drinking. And you're feeling at the bottom, but you're sexy women. And a knife and just a fire, and she's slowly kissing. Riding on me, asking what's it gonna be.
Mike, you're not
productive.
Welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio with LaCrush Hearts and Black Reporter. That right there was Petey Green from the Blue Sky Entertainment, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with Sexy Women. And before that, I hit you with some So Naive, I'll Ride With Your Boy. Take a listen to these music artists that I'm playing, indie artists that I'm playing, and then visit PhoneFantasyRadio.com to find out more information on how you can, too, purchase their album, show your support, check out some more music by them if you're liking it, if you're digging it. You know, hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/heartsradio. Like our page, hit us up, send me a message, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Or you can hit the hot box as well, 347-855-7372. Leave us a message. Let us know that you are digging what we're playing. You support these indie artists. Let them know by visiting their Reverb Nation page and all that good stuff. Black Reporter, you still with me, babe?
of course, Beth.
Okay. Okay, so tonight we're talking about parents and friends. And this seems to be a hot topic. Right now we have about 10 callers on the line right now, and they ranging from all different types of ages. The kids have all different types of ages, the parents from no parents, and all that good stuff. We're going to keep the show rolling, and we're going to bring in some more callers, and we're going to go back around and get some new callers. Right now, from the 225-285, y'all, we know
that
is
Parker.
Miss Parker, a.k.a. Little Debbie, a.k.a. everything. Like, she got like four different K's. How you get so many AKs?
I love that personality.
Right.
There you go. There you go.
Multiple personalities. Right. You still over there. Look, now you're still. Gee, where are we?
How you doing, Lady C?
Oh, what's up, Lady?
Oh, I'm doing good. I did my big test today. Yay.
Yay.
Congrats. Congrats.
Oh, I think I did good. So it was like meltdown from, so.
So now you're recouping?
Pardon?
I said, so now you're recouping?
I'm trying, and let's get ready to start the next level.
Okay, that's what's up.
So.
That works.
Okay.
All right, Lady C, we're talking about parents and friends. We're talking about those parents that like to be friends before their parents to their children. What are your thoughts from what you've heard so far?
Well, I didn't hear what I heard. You know, I'm probably going to say some things that's been said. I mean, you want to be close enough to your child where if something happens, they're willing to come talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't, that it don't get to a point where they're so deep in trouble that they can't get help from you. But then you don't want to be their buddy where they come and say, look, we're going to hang out together if they're a teenager or a preteen and want to tell you all the news because, you know, you tell me what you need, you know, tell me when you need me, but I don't want to know all the dirt about what you said. Don't talk about other people. You know, there's a difference in supporting them than hang out and go to talking about people with your child. Well, you seen Miss So-and-so. And then the child figure it's okay to talk about people, and then they see you up in her face, and then they're trying to figure out what's going on. And when the child starts looking at that other person different, they want to know why your child don't like me. They don't know you to sit there and talk about them. See, but you want your child to say, look, if you have a problem, come talk to me. Don't guess about things in life, but you don't want to be their buddy-buddy. Now, my children growing up, I was very open when it came to the sex talk with my children to let them know that I told my son whenever he met a girl, check and make sure it's really a girl. I told my daughters they had to be careful because guys, children didn't want to get their drawers in the dark and stuff. Now I have granddaughters. Like I said last week, my 9-year-old granddaughter was telling me what a condom was for. And I'm sitting there saying, huh? Y'all 9. You know? but
you know what? On that note, like I said, when Chevy was on the phone, this generation at 9, unfortunately, they have to know what is
going
on.
Because even though you at your age, you know, in this society and doing what I've done and seeing what I've seen, like I've had 13-year-olds and 12-year-olds pop up with an STD because they did not know what condom was for, you know, and they wanted to play grown. And yet they are exposed to, regardless, I don't care how sheltered you want to keep your child. I don't care where you want to, you know, I don't care what school you want to send your child to. There's somebody out there that's teaching your child what you're not teaching. That's exposing your child to stuff that you don't want to be exposed to. You know, I don't care what price range, I don't care what income bracket you're into. You can have the most money in the world, but I bet you your child is being exposed to the same stuff that those that don't have the same amount of money as you is being exposed to. That's one thing that it's universal. You know what I'm saying? This exposure is universal. And even when we was growing up and our parents told us we couldn't do this or our parents told us we couldn't do that, but we were still exposed to certain stuff out there. You know, and when we know, and when we was 9 and when we was 10, yeah, we played with dolls, you know. But at the same time, somebody asked me if I wanted to see a wee-wee, you know.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? But they told me what it was. As shocked as I was, I said, well, you know how to use it. And my daughter looked at me, she said, you asked them. I said, they know what it is. I want them if they know how to use it.
Right.
You know, and with you, you know, because like I told them, I want you to know if you feel that you got to go that way, because I told my daughters and my son that when you feel that you have to go that way, protect yourself. Mm-hmm. And most people don't want to tell their children, just tell them, say no. Reality, our parents told us to say no. I'm 52. My mama told me to say no. How that working for you? How did that work out?
Exactly.
I was pregnant and married at 17, and I knew if I was just saying no. So to just say no don't work.
Right.
If you don't give them the information.
And I think that's where the whole parents and friends come in, because you want your kid to be comfortable enough to come to you and talk to you. Just as they would talk. Sometimes you have to, I don't know, like I said before, I'm not a parent, you know, but
right.
I do feel like sometimes you have to break that rope a little bit. Sometimes you're going to have to break that thread, and you're going to have to buckle down. You're going to have to take it and accept it. Like, this is what's going on in your child's life, regardless of how you want to structure, how much structure you're trying to put in your child's life. You're going to have to break that rope, and you're going to have to step over that boundary and become your child's friend so you can be the first person that they call, or the first person, you know, you got kids out there that's putting babies in the trash can. You know,
right.
You just your whole life because you had nobody to talk to or tell because you didn't know what to do, so you threw the baby out, you know, and that's what...
But mom and dad were going to say, they were going to hurt me. I can't tell them.
Right.
They're not ready to
right.
deal
they
with
kick
me.
Me out,
so,
you know, and then you tell them, you know, if you come up here pregnant, I'm going to kick you out.
Right.
And by law, I don't know anybody else, but by law, if the child is over 14, if my child is over 14, she does not need my permission to go to the doctor.
Right.
Did anybody know that? And then at 14, you cannot, legally, you cannot kick her out. If she came up pregnant and she had a baby, the most you can do is support whatever decision she makes. You cannot
right.
kick her out. If you kick her out, then the law steps in at the age
exactly.
of 14 and older. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing.
If I could be prosecuted, and then you look at it like this, if a 14-year-old could be prosecuted as an adult, then a 14-year-old could be treated as an adult.
Right.
In that sense. I'm just saying.
But I mean, when you want to be a friend, it comes with supporting them in whatever they decision they make.
Right.
Because we're going to have to get to that point where they have to learn to make that step into life on their own. And you,
right.
if you implanted enough in them, they're going to think about what you said. Even though they may be out there and have peer pressure, they're going to think about what you said and what all you told them.
Right. You do cross their mind. Before you do something bad, there is a hesitance. You know, there is a hesitation. Like, I know if I do this, if I cut school and my mom phone and I find out, I know I'm being in trouble. But then you have that peer pressure. Oh, you pussy. You know, or you this or you that. But anyway, Lady C, hold on. Hold that thought. I'm going to bring this to all the callers, and we want to get everybody out up in this conversation. We got the 786. 262. Why that number look familiar? 786-262. How you is and where you from?
Well, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Buddha.
Oh, that's why.
Hi, Buddha.
Yeah. Hi, Buddha.
How y'all doing?
Buddha.
Yeah,
what's wrong, Buddha? You don't sound jolly.
Huh? No, I'm just relaxing.
Oh, that's a relaxing voice. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, Buddha,
I have a blunt. Not quite. I'm
so
feeling
Buddha,
like that, too, but nah.
So
I'm
Buddha,
just listening to what y'all are saying. Actually, no, I don't have kids, but I'm the oldest of 12 grandkids, and
ooh,
I played a part in raising all of them. since they were babies. I'm like 10 years older than all of them. And I've had some, and the last few I've literally had in my house like they were my kids. Okay, and I have a couple of guard kids that I've had. Now, I have one particular guard child that's in college now, and I've had him since he was in his high school. I played a major role in his life because his father denied him. And that's a long story, but him coming to my house and dealing with my family, we're kind of unorthodox when it comes to certain things. We speak very openly about sex. But the simple fact that you get that comfort level that you can come and talk about anything. Yeah, I'm not a big friend, but just we speak so openly about it to the point that it's almost uncomfortable. But after a period of time, you get comfortable to a point where you're like, okay, you're going to be able to talk about it like it's nothing with us. You understand? And you got if you itching and tickling, you're going to be like, listen, I need to talk to you about something. What's going on? Okay, well, let me take you to the doctor or something. You know, oh, hey, my grandma's to the point where she, if a cousin comes to the house that she hasn't seen in a while and he's older, he's like, hey, are you using condoms? Are you having sex? Then you need to strap it down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's not a matter of disrespect. It's just a matter of, listen, I'm trying to protect you. You know, you are essentially one of my babies, so you need to look out for yourself. And I need you to be comfortable to tell me about anything, good or bad. Know that I may not like it, but I'm going to respect the fact that you're telling me the truth. And do what I can to help you. Rather than just beat your ass. I'm going to help you first. I'm going to beat your ass later, but I'm going to help you first. You know what I'm saying?
One thing I've got to say about the audience of Phone Fantasy Radio, we have some of the most intelligent and articulate listeners out there, not by a long shot. You know, I have heard tonight so many people who, I'm speechless right now because I really wasn't expecting this kind of response. But then at the same time, maybe I was.
With me, I've dealt with children. I used to do behavioral modification with kids where I would go to their homes and help parents who have, like, kind of been at their wit's end dealing with children who have behavioral problems. And you wouldn't believe the denial level that these parents are on. Parents are in such a state of denial what their kids are capable of that you have to nearly almost slap them to wake up like you know your kid is having sex. No, don't tell me this about my... No, listen, you need to open your eyes. Think about when you were a kid and the things that you knew that you were not supposed to know. But you did, family members. Like, I think about what I knew at 4 and 5. I mean, I was touching... Well, anyway, when I was 5. I got caught with my hand between somebody's legs at 5. So you got to understand the curiosity. May not have to do on a level of just pure sexuality, but the curiousness will make you do things that you really ain't supposed to do at that age. Unless you never talk to nobody about it, you don't know nothing about it. You're just curious what you've seen or heard or talked about amongst kids who have done things that they probably had no business doing. And like LaCrosse was saying, your kids are exposed to so many things that you have no idea about outside of your home.
Yeah,
and to be in such a state of denial about it is crazy at this point, especially in 2011. You know, all the things the kids are exposed to, video games. I mean, you got games where they have a sex in the game. You know what I'm saying? Different things going on. The film game, people are totally unaware what the kids are exposed to. You know, and I can't allow anybody I know to be in a state of denial about it. So, I mean, if I got to smack you in the face, you're like, listen, your kid is doing things. You might think he, because I got a friend of mine, she got a couple of boys. And she's like, I don't know what's going on with him. I said, well, you know how old he is, right? I'm like, I don't know. He came home with a piece of jewelry that some girl gave him. And I was like, okay.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, I'm a dude. I know. And he coming home late from school and stuff. Okay, but he got a little girl like him. Even if he's not doing nothing, you got some girls that are kind of fast. Not to talk about girls. Got to put him on the table to take it from him. You understand?
Because girls are just as aggressive as boys are.
Yep, especially in today's society. Hell to the yeah.
Especially in today's society.
He's
a little pretty boy too. So exactly. You hear what I'm saying, right? So
right,
he's like, not my son, yes, your son. Anybody's son.
All right,
please be aware. Talk to him about it.
All right, Buddha. We're gonna have to put you on hold for a minute. I'm not gonna mute you, but I'm gonna put you on hold because I do have another caller. And I have a lot of calls, actually. 646-633.
Yes, this is the same thing.
What's your name?
Oh, yeah.
This is Trixie.
This is Trixie.
Hey, Trixie.
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
I'm tuning in. I've been listening since I can. I've been trying to put the kids down. But, I'm a parent of younger children. So I definitely was listening to what y'all was saying. Like you said, you got a lot of different views and listeners. So I wanted to know, can I put my two cents in too?
You're welcome to definitely
go right ahead.
First and foremost, I'm real old school with my kids, like very old school. I'm old school, little new school. You know, you got to keep up to date with them. One, I refuse to talk around my children, regardless of whatever. I hate it when you got some nosy ass kids, pardon the cursing, but you got some nosy kids and the parent allowed them to be. You understand me? Like, you let somebody, friends, your kids, the friends' kids come over, and you trying to talk to your friend about something you was doing. You understand me? Then the kid's just sitting there looking at you like, go get your ass in that room. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You supposed to be seen, not heard.
I do it.
Y'all got two rooms. There's games in y'all rooms. There's TV. There's internet. Go in your room. I'm talking. I need a friend moment. You see this bear come out, you go in the room.
There you go.
That's number one.
Lay
you understand
out.
Me? Part two to that, you know what I'm saying? I believe that parents are not friends, and definitely I had, you know, a lot of the incidents myself as growing up as a child, as a teenager and being, you know, fast-ass and whatnot. I had a friend mom, and I bring this to her attention a lot. I say, you know, if our parents were a little more strict, we'd probably be better. Not saying that I'm not good or she's not good right now because we're great people, but, you know, we'd probably be better than what we are today. You understand me? With a foot of our ass on the farm. But, you know, her mom, I used to go from my mother's house, walk around the corner, go to her house at 15, 16, go smoke me a blunt. You understand me? Fudge school, all that. The mom would still be there, and she's like, well, make sure y'all save me some when I get back. You feel me? I always feel like you can be the best parent you can be. You can be the best parent you can be, but we don't raise our kids no more. Everybody around us raise our kids. They look at them. Those are the people that they look up to. My thing to everybody is be cautious of who you have around your children. You can hang out with whoever the hell you want to on your time. But when you with your kids, that's your kids' time. You understand what I'm saying? That's their time. They mold themselves by how you treat other people. They watch it. You understand what I'm saying? They're young, they're watching.
Right.
They see how you keep friends. And I got to actually, what I've done with mine is if they have a friend and they really like that person or whatever, I'll get to know the parent. You understand what I'm saying? If the parent have the same goals, same outlook, you know, same little secrets I may have or whatever, you know, we have things in common, like where we want our child to be tomorrow type, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll get cool with the parent and then y'all can be friends. Outside of that, no. My daughter's 11 years old. She's about 5'8 now and about almost 200. No, she's like 160-some pounds. My daughter's big.
Uh-huh.
You understand? The size, 11 foot.
I'm afraid
I don't play that. Huh?
I'm afraid for you. Yeah, exactly.
And she's getting the shape of a teen. I'm just done. But my thing is,
to
her, I said, look, you can like little boys. Little boys is fine. Don't speak and call no little boy on my phone. Let me know who you're calling. Let me know who this little boy is. I think if we're more open with our children and more accepting, then they don't have to sneak around and do nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Be their partner, not their friend. You talk to them about what's going on. Look, I want to know who the little boy is. I want to know his mama. I want to know his daddy. I want to know who be in his house. Because guess what? I wouldn't mind you being over there to watch the movie with his parents, and I wouldn't mind him coming over, and he can watch the movie with us, and we can all hang out. You understand what I'm saying? Because the closer wife you have, the closer you're more open with them. Let's take it to the white people, the suburbs. You understand? In the suburbs, they date early. They go to the movies early. You know, my children are Disney watchers. They see all of this. They see Twilight. They see all of that. And in those movies, they're not having sex. In those movies, they're just showing people being closeness. They're showing the boyfriend and girlfriend side. My kids want that. But when you have, you know, we in the urban hood, in the society, all you see is 12 and 13-year-olds being pregnant. So that's all they have around them. But, again, that's the parent's fault. Because you need to know how to be a parent, not be a friend. You're young. You had your child young. So guess what? It is what it is. And now you're a grandmother at 30 years old. Fuck out of here. Pardon my language again. You understand me? I'm not going to be no grandma at 30 years old. Uh-uh. Sorry. I'd rather have some kind of partnership with your child. That's what I'm telling everybody. Have a partnership with your children. Be old school about it. Don't be around while we're talking. But guess what? If you want to talk to me, let's talk. Joke around about sex. Joke around about TV shows and stuff that show stuff when they ask you stuff. My kids sit and they get moments with me and they're like, Mom, but what's this? I'm going to give y'all this real quick and I'm going to get off the line for y'all because I know you got other callers. My son asked me one day, he said, Mom, he's sitting next to my daughter. This was like 2 years ago. He said, Mom, how babies are made? How babies are made? And I said, well, when you love a girl, you know, I started off real smooth. I'm like, you know, and y'all have, you know, you have sex. And the guy has sperm. And he said, I know what sperm is. I'm a boy. I said, you're five. What the f- you know what that is? Well, he told me he knew what it is. So I said, why the hell are you? I said, why are you asking me any questions? So I kept going. I said, well, when the egg, I said, what happens is it's like a balloon in a box, right? I said, when the baby turns, you know, the sperm hits the egg, it turns to a balloon. The uterus is a box. And once the balloon gets too big for the uterus squeezes the balloon pops, and the baby comes out. And that was, like, right off the top of the head. Like, we got to be creative to our children out there. Right. So I'm going to leave y'all on that note, and I'm going to keep listening. But I thank y'all for letting me get 2 minutes in.
Tell us about your show. Hold on. Don't run away.
You know what?
Yeah, you plugged us.
Because I've been blasting y'all show all night.
Right, you plugged us. Let's plug you.
SPSU Trixie, you know, on Ustream. Y'all can just type it in the Google. You can find it. You know what I'm saying? I haven't gotten real official with it with a website yet. It's called SPSU Trixie Show. And it's a talk show, and I talk about all range of different topics and such like that. Just anything that's on my mind, things that people don't talk about very often but think about all the time, you know, things you talk about in whispers. Huh?
Trixie, thank you, dear.
Yeah. Thank you, hon. I will see y'all soon. I'm staying in Orlando.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. On that note, we still have some more callers. Yeah, baby.
Inbox you that Western. I'm sorry.
Inbox you that Western. No, I'm not gonna inbox you no Western.
Sorry, Ustream.
Don't be talking to me like that. Like you're curious now. Don't be giving me that voice. You see how you just gave me that voice? Don't be giving me that voice, sir. Anyway, what's up, John? How are you doing today?
Chilling.
Have you been listening to our show, John, or did you just call and say hi?
Oh, I just called in to say hi.
Oh, okay.
Keep up the good work. Yeah. Hey, because, you know, I usually keep up with the updates on Facebook, so don't worry. I'm up to date.
Okay. So tonight we're talking about parents. I'm going to definitely bring this person in because they're hitting us up in the chat rooms right now. So I'm going to definitely bring this person back and let her put her last 2 cents in. Pastor Brick, you still with us?
Oh, Lord.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Hold on, Pastor Brick. I'm going to also unblock Blessed Child because Blessed Child's been, he was the first one, and for the whole show he's been in. We also have Stevie B on the line. We got the last 20 minutes, so I'm just going to bring everybody in and, you know, just get our dialogue on how we normally do it on Phone Fantasy Radio. Okay, so we have Blessed Child from Trenton, New Jersey. We also have Stevie B from Brooklyn. Pastor Brick from Brooklyn. I'm going to stop calling you Pastor Brick. I like Pastor Brick. From Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We also have Buddha from Florida. Was it Miami, Florida? What part of Florida you at, Buddha? Okay, I guess he's not there. And then we also have John from Ohio, right?
Right.
All right. Okay.
I'm happy to go.
Pastor Brick, you were saying somebody pissed you off? Why they pissed you off?
Yeah, that brother that came after me pissed me off.
Why did
some crack ain't like it was back then. We didn't know that.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Nobody said it was fun. Nobody
down,
said it was
down, Pastor Brick.
Still there. Yeah, we know it's not gone. We know it's still there, live and kicking. But it's not as strong and as out in the open as it was when it first started.
What? Are you kidding me? There's still crack vials all over in the parks, all over the ground. Crackheads everywhere. I was walking to work today, I smelled somebody smoking crack. I mean, I'm like, yo. Everywhere. Is that why it doesn't seem like an epidemic no more? Because ain't nobody running around looking like Pookie no more. Okay, you got the crackheads that got jewelry now. You don't see the crackheads walk around? They overcompensate with all this jewelry, all this cologne and stuff, but you know they're a crackhead. Crush, you live in Brooklyn right along with me. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do live in Brooklyn right along with you, and I understand where you're coming from. Like I said, once again, nobody's saying that it's gone, but like I said, it's not as strong as it was back in Nino Brown days. Ain't nobody taking over no apartment buildings. You know what I mean? This ain't no I'm my brother's keeper type situation. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute, hold on, LaCrush. You probably don't see that here so much in New York, but when you travel outside of New York State, it's a lot of other states, especially southern states, that's really going through a heavy crack epidemic like it's still the 80s.
In some states
out there in the Midwest and stuff, that crack is hitting them like the 80s just now hit that, like how the crack has just hit the 80s when New York was going through it, that they is getting a crack epidemic so hard. You swear it was still 85, 86 out there.
Going back in time.
But, Here in New York, maybe a crack epidemic went down some, but not all parts, because I've been in certain parts of Brooklyn, especially back then near Farragut, where they still look like they in the 80s and they crack epidemic with the crackheads still walking around. You got some parts of Harlem still got the crackheads walking around still selling you VCRs and stuff like back in the days.
Down
here in the South, it's
they
not only crack, but it's also meth.
They selling computers too now, so they done upgraded.
They
sell a computer that around with a shopping cart with a whole desktop in that bitch plus printer.
They don't even open little stores. They be like a little hole in the wall, an abandoned store. They got laptops and stuff sitting up in there. Broken monitors.
Cameras and shit. I mean, so you need a monitor. Got you.
the one thing that came on after her that I didn't agree with, because he said, well, because his daughter goes to school and they mostly low income family. The thing that these kids getting exposed to is beyond income level.
Wow.
Because you got to remember, I was born in 82, right? And in 82, we had our music. And my mom's music, she had her music, and we didn't like it because half the time we didn't understand what they were saying in her music. But nowadays, this music is geared towards our kids, knowing it's promoting nothing but sex. Even when you look at the preteen music like Justin Bieber's and stuff, that's promoted by Disney.
Baby.
Yeah, oh, hold on. Even the music that gets, hold on. Even the music that get the little teeny bopper music that get promoted by Disney, even have some type of hidden message
towards
the little kids. And these little kids know what they say and they know what they mean. From when I was younger, I heard some songs my mother be playing. I don't know what it means, so I don't want to listen to it. I don't understand it. It wasn't geared towards me.
I was thinking about Michael Jackson.
What kind of hidden messages and everything?
But like, you guys, I'm gonna be honest. When Disney promoted the Jonas Brothers, they told these boys, when they were singing to these young kids on stage, a lot of times they was grabbing their private area and grinding, but they telling the kids, we wear purity rings. We don't have sex before marriage, but you do sexual acts on stage during your performance.
Yeah.
I mean, to be 13, he sure is a cutie, Justin Bieber, and that hair.
Well, I'm saying, it's not even about just being a cutie. It's the messages of you doing sexual tools acts, but you tell these kids keep it pure. You mix messaging them now.
Justin Bieber is having sex with that Puerto Rican girl. Okay, he go with.
My thing is showing that everything in this society now is geared towards sex, and they push it and they promote it towards mostly our kids. Because like I said, when my mom played her old school R&B, I didn't want to hear it because I didn't understand it. I didn't know what it means. I didn't know what it means until I got older. So I stayed with my type of music I wanted to hear. These kids now know what all the music means. They know what everything
is. Because they don't hide nothing. They just
say it.
They don't hide nothing.
When you make the sounds of the beats, it's geared towards them. Look when Soulja Boy first came out with that Superman. That whole song was about sex. Even the kids knew.
I did not know that.
Okay, when it first came out.
Nobody kept saying in the song,
that lip gloss is popping situation. I really thought she was talking about lip gloss.
When I talked about Soulja Boy, my little brother, he was 15, and he was like, hey, you know what that whole song means? I was like, nah, he's talking about coming on the girl.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's
why he kept saying, I'm a super soak that hoe. When his first single, his first song, that Superman wrong.
16, and he was 17, 18, and he was like, one of the popular songs out there, because, you know, he turned to us then. But anyway, folks, I need to stop y'all. I need to stop y'all, because we got 10 minutes remaining on the quiz out, and I want to get to everybody. And there's one more person I need to open up and let them speak on their behalf. The 713.
Uh-huh.
How you is?
What up?
You wanna add anything to the situation?
No, I can add something. First thing, I do see crackheads like all the time. For that young lady who misses what, Past the Brick or somebody. Yeah, I live in Brooklyn. Yeah, I go to what's that place called? Goodwill. Yeah, I go to Goodwill now, and trust me, that opened my eyes to a lot of shit that, you know, my privileged self has never been exposed to, and I do see crackheads. But it was never the thing I was talking about was the exposure of, like, the crack epidemic. It's not like how it is today.
It really, it's not how it was, like how, it's not how it was like back in the days.
Yeah, they're taking over apartment buildings and shit like that.
Yeah, they're not really doing that. You know what I'm saying? But I do see crackheads. I go, what? I'm about to go to what? Tomorrow I'm about to go to what? 500 Decal Street. Now, if you know where that is, if you know those type of people that be at that, then you know you see crackheads there.
Right.
So.
Right.
Right.
Nowadays we have what we call the functional drug. Right.
You got functional drug
right. You got more of those who know how to deal with their addiction, and also can live a productive life as far as keeping a job and so forth
yeah,
and so forth.
Right.
All right, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
It was something that brother said. I also wanted to say was, you're right. You can't be over your child 24/7. When they go out, they're gonna get exposed. But as a parent, that's your job when they come back to find out what they got exposed to and recheck them and re-let them know that that's a no.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right.
You ain't gonna always be over their shoulder, but it's always times when they come home, you talk and what you seen today and what happened today, and you get to listen and talk to them and then let them know and recorrect them to make sure they mind go back right. Because every time your child go out there, you got when they come home to you, you got to reprogram back the right way.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right with that. I can't even.
I like that. When they go out and their time get messed up, you gotta reprogram them, put them back together.
Like
I know, I totally agree with you. Go ahead, Les. Okay, go ahead, and then I'm gonna have to shut y'all up.
Like I said, man, it's like it says it in the Bible, man. Each generation will get wiser, but they dumber. They don't. That's why you don't got nobody taking over the corner no more. Because you have these cats, they smart, but they dumb. As a child, like I said, I'm old school. As a child, man, I'm an 80s baby too. Dude, I love my mom music, man, because I grew up to that. On top of that is, man, I'm prepared for my daughter, you feel me? Like my little niece just turned 15. I make her watch shows with, you got kids that have babies that regret that, how they license taken away. I sit her down and let her watch that.
Right.
I don't like those shows.
A message.
On MTV.
Don't let that be you. You hear it from another young chick that had a baby.
And the way I'm glad
right.
It's a reality check.
Hold on. We can't get into another topic right now. We only got 7 minutes remaining on the clock, so we cannot open up another can of whoop ass. But bless you, are hitting on some point. As a matter of fact, I think that'll be next topic because this Thursday we have a special guest coming onto the show, and we're going to do a phone fantasy limelight. So we're going to hold off to this next level of topic, talking about social media and regular media and the network and your child. So
yeah.
That's going to be next week.
That'll work.
So next Tuesday, we've got the episode down, social media and your child. That's what we're going to talk about. So, y'all think about everything y'all want to say as far as Facebook, Twitter, the TV, the radio, the music that y'all hear, and all that other good stuff. So that seems to be the highlight of everything. We're going to talk about social media and raising your child, basically. Once again, thank everybody who showed up, who showed love, who came through.
Thank you.
Thank you to Pastor Brick. Thank you to Stevie B. Thank you to Lady C,
Buddha.
Thank you to John and Buddha and Chevy Baby and all y'all people in between who called up and showed the love, Cash, Renee, Ghetto, Kuta Kente, and y'all got
what
I was going to say? Black reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
You supposed to jump in when I say what I'm about to say? You supposed to jump in right there. That's when you jump in, you say something. You that's how you put the fuck black reporter.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
You gotta know your cues. You're supposed to come in here and say something witty. When you ain't got nothing to do, now I'll give you the opportunity. You never want to take the opportunity. What's going on, black reporter?
Hey, it's been a long day, my dear. But I want to thank all, everybody who called in, everybody who's listening on the computer, everybody who's chatting on the computer and don't want to call in. That's cool with us, you know, it's fine with us. But we've got Fantasy Limelight coming up this coming Thursday night. Rick, listen to me. Crush will tell you about who her Fantasy Limelight is with this week, and we will do the social media coming up on this coming Tuesday. Normally, if Crush would have said that she was going to do overtime, I would stay, but I can't stay tonight. But hopefully,
they might
you folks.
I don't know. It depends on them. If they want to stay, they can stay. But I just wanted to get my last few announcements out there and let everybody know to tune in on Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, the Phone Fantasy Radio, because we'll be talking to a brother named Larry Edwards. He's an R&B singer. He sings Average Brother. You know the song Average Brother that I play? Right.
Okay.
He's going to be in the limelight this Thursday. So, and then we're going to have our social media topic on Tuesday. All right? So,
That'll work.
Appreciate it. You know, show some love. Shout out to the chat room. We got folks in the chat room right now. Shout out to the Four Aces. Al, they finally made it for noodles and all that other good stuff. I guess that's Miss TG right there. Shout out to Chef. Shout out to Beyond. Okay, yeah, we got the Four Aces. We got the Sidebar back in action. Who will be on right after our show? Well, no, right. That'll be on after our show. An hour after our show, 12 midnight.
Good evening, Miss TG.
Right, 12 midnight Eastern, 11 p.m. Central. We have Sidebar with Miss PG from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, www.blogtalkradio.com/the4aces network. That's FOUR Aces Network. So, folks, I want to, I got so many people on here. I want to go one by one. I'm going to have to put all y'all on mute. So, once again, thank you to Blessed Child, Trenton, New Jersey. Thank you to CVB from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you to Pastor Brick from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you to Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you to Lady Trixie from Brooklyn, well, actually from Harlem, New York. Thank you to John from Ohio. Columbus, Ohio?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Thank you from Columbus, Ohio. And also thank you to Chevy Baby from Brooklyn. We've had a lot of callers tonight. We got people holding us down in the chat room. If y'all want to continue, we can continue. If y'all don't want to continue, we'll be going over to the sidebar and check it out, Mrs. PG. So y'all let me know if y'all want to continue with the conversation and anything like that. What you think, Les Child?
I'm saying let's do it.
You saying let's do it?
Well.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all my goodbyes for now. So what time there was has ceased to be. There just is no more. Let's say it's gone and forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything we played, now go run and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. Crush and I will see you in a little while. For some of you, the party continues with the overtime. For me, I'm done. So until we meet again.
Bye, brother.
Bye. See y'all on the flip flop.
On the flip flop. Okay.
Have a good one.
All right. All right, folks, we're going to get to this last song. If you want to join, I advise you to call up right now. Because once we go off air live, you will no longer be able to hear us. If you want to stay for the overtime, just stay on the line. And we'll get right to you. So right now, I'll play this last song. This artist is going to be on Phone Fantasy Radio this Thursday. It's called Average Brother.
I don't fly touch your fingers with $1,000 rock to ring. I'm just a two-job juggling, everyday struggling, brother who's hustling. I hope you understand, I'm a simple man. No, I don't know what you're looking for. Don't know if I'd be the one that you'd adore. No, I'm not a fly guy, maybe not a perfect guy, but I can say at least I'm a real guy. But if you could just see me and what's on the inside of me, there's beauty.
Anyway, we still got Black Reporter, we got Lady C, we got Pastor Brick, we got Stevie B, and we also got Chevy Baby on overtime. Al, go us. Anywho, and we had to get rid of that old kook. Black Reporter, we had to get rid of Black Reporter. All right, Black Reporter can't hang, you know, he got to go to bed early. Anyway, Stevie B, you here with me, baby?
Always love.
Mm-hmm. Say that now. Bless child, you still there with me?
No doubt.
Pastor Brick, you there with us, Pastor Brick?
I'm still here.
All right. You're not going to get too kinky because Pastor Brick is still here.
Oh, you gave me that pastor.
I know, right? You probably one of the freakiest people I know. But I ain't gonna say nothing about that. Chevy Baby, you still there?
Yeah, man.
Why your phone so growlic? Ew.
Who my phone is?
Yeah, your phone dumb growlic. It's me all loud.
Oh, I don't know. I'm on landline.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm on landline right now, so I don't even know.
Right, your phone man broke right now. Anyway, folks, should I give y'all a freaky question or what y'all want to talk about right now?
I just want to clear up from last week's show. The way I want to clear up, because it was last week's show, we was talking about relationships, and I read up what the brother said. Went into about where a man can have more than one wife. And then the sister came out and said, yeah, men was putting away their wife when they want to. And I just want to clear it up because, you know, according to the scriptures in the Bible, men can have more than one wife. But you couldn't put away your wife because you wanted to, especially when Christ came. Christ cleared it up and said we couldn't have no divorce unless it was fornication or adultery that took place. To put that wife away.
We said that last week.
Fornication is when you're not married.
No, when you go in the Bible dictionary, fornication, which is a sexual act, is against God. See, these new preachers now, the preachers saying fornication is sex before marriage. How is fornication sex before marriage? When Jesus Christ Himself in the book of Matthew, chapter 9. Say, no man can get a divorce from his wife unless of fornication or adultery. Fornication is a sexual act against God, as like sodomy, you know, which is sodomy is entering the back door.
Well, adultery is the sexual act that's in marriage against God too.
No, because if you go through the history and you go through the scriptures, for a man to have a wife, he has to know his wife, and to know his wife is to have a sexual relationship with her.
and then they became as one. When Abraham knew his wife Sarah, they went in the tent and he knew of her, meaning he had sex. When his son Isaac got his wife, he went in his mother Rebecca's tent and knew of her.
All right. Because y'all got to go back and forth. Because I already know what Lady C is doing. Lady C, cut it out.
With Adam and Eve, it became fresh in my flesh, but in my blood. He knew of her. He laid down with that woman. When they went in that tent and laid down and came out, that is your wife.
That's just my flesh and blood of my blood.
Because when you're in the book of Genesis, when any of our ancestors went in that tent with that woman and laid down with that woman and came out, that was your wife, and it was a celebration. That was marriage. Because you got to remember, our forefather Jacob, when he had agreement with Laban for Rachel. But instead of Rachel, he gave her Leah. He went in there and laid down with her. When he laid down with that woman and had sex with that woman, that became his wife. That was his wife. And that's
how that was the marriage. You bang them, you keep them.
I got one comment on that. He's saying this real talk and real truth. I don't want to have said that. What people don't realize is back in the day, you could have people like this can't have. How many wives? You have how many wives as long as you could take care of them and support
them? Take care
them.
Of them, yeah. I was agreeing with you on that. You can. But see, the mistake and understanding came out was when the sister said, oh, but back then men was putting away their wife. You just didn't put away your wife away because the scriptures let you know, even if you hated that woman, the one you hated and the one you love, you got to treat them both the same. Because they both the daughter of God. Say, well, you're a son of God, they the daughters of God. So you're going to treat them all the
same way. You really could put her away if you wanted to. You didn't have to have adultery and fornication. If you didn't want her, you could put her away. A man has that right. Get up and look at her, man.
To understand the word, he couldn't do it because that's what Jesus Christ said. When Jesus Christ said, I came to fulfill the laws of Moses, not to break them, and then he choked on the law of divorce and said, no man have the right to put away their wife unless of fornication or adultery. That means, because I don't like her this week, I'm going to put her away. That was a no. Because that woman was the daughter of Zion. She was the daughter of God. Say, well, you're the son of God. So you ain't going to treat the daughter of God any old type of way.
Exactly. You can't. That's what people don't realize today, man. Divorce is a thing.
People don't realize today. And then you're right. You can have.
It's not that they. Wait, hold on now. Hold on. It's not like people don't realize it. People just don't care.
But see,
they realize
it's like
people don't care. People, listen, the whole facade of a wedding and the whole facade of getting married is just that, a facade. I believe so. The only time you go to church is to say your vows. You haven't been to church in 15 years. But now you want to confess in front of God? No, you want to confess in front of your friends and your family. You know what I'm saying? You want to have a big elaborate party. You want to wear a big old dress. That's where this marriage comes from. I mean, I understand what y'all saying.
You're right, but
let's be honest. They didn't get... You know, there's some people that are, you know, I'm not saying this is for everybody, but I believe the majority of the folks that are getting married nowadays, they doing it because it's a showboat. You know what I mean? It's a showboat.
You're right. It's a platinum wedding. It's a facade. The whole thing of a wedding is a facade because that's something organized religion came. Because like I said, once you lay down with that woman, that was your wife. Family probably got together, y'all had a feast, and y'all celebrated, and that became your wife. But it was no bitch show, and you stood and say these vows and all this. Because Christ let you know that person is the person you be with for the rest of your life. And then going back to that.
I don't know. I feel some type of way if I had to keep somebody I lay down with, especially my first.
This is why back then it shows a virtue of everybody didn't run around sleeping with each other. You couldn't have that. And you know once you lay down with that person, that person's going to become husband and wife forever.
I, y'all give these ancestors a very bad rep. Because they was doing more stuff than you think they really was, or whether people realized than what they would, you know, like to accept than what they was. They were doing some hella shit back then. That's all I'm saying.
Look at the society that brought that mess. The Greeks and the Romans brought that orgy and all that type of lust and losery around at that time.
I'm gonna say something of that comment. I'm gonna leave it alone. The ones that get married just to have a baby, this and vows, you wonder why you suffer, because you don't play with God regardless.
Yeah.
You wonder why you go through the things you don't like. The crush said it too. A lot of people know that, but don't care. But at the same time, you're the same one crying, talking about why I'm going through that. You know why you're going through that. You feel me? So don't beat me in the head talking about I don't know what's going on, why I got so much bad luck, man. You don't play with God. That's one person you're going to play with.
You don't play with a vow. You don't play with a word of God. That's one thing that's true.
Can we get freaky
now?
Get freaky. And we cleared it up. We got our system, CBB.
I'm sorry. You pumped up right now. What are we going to do? Hey, look, I'm sorry. I had to go into my Molokai for a minute on you. I just had to get that in there.
Right.
I'm mad. Hold on to this for a whole week too. Well, you know, my other side, Malaaki, you know that's his whole focus right there is all day, every day.
That means you was paying attention for you to sit up there and bring that from all the way last week, 7 days ago. What's up? Anyway. Lady C, you gonna stop acting up, little Debbie. You gonna stop acting up. This ain't controversial, okay? This is over time. You gonna stop trying to light fire. Right, you gonna stop trying to light fire. I peep what you're doing, Lady C. I peep it. You're trying to be a devil's advocate.
I got something for you to crush.
What you got for me, baby?
Yo. You in a relationship or this is a booty call? What would you do to please your man or please your woman that you never did in your life? Would you go over the boundaries?
No booty. No booty.
Go over the
I don't know. I don't get the question. I don't get the question.
Saying though, like it's like say you can have a girl that don't go down, don't give head.
Do those girls really exist?
I told you on the show the other day, man. I had some chick like, I don't give head. I never did that. But when she did it, man, I thought she was super head herself.
Those be the ones that say they don't do it.
Yeah, you do it good.
Yeah.
I say that too. Like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'll try.
No, because
it's,
you want to put that where? I wouldn't put that
there. You know what nurse had to tell me? It's my first time, how I doing? Damn, that's your first time, damn.
You know that wasn't her first time.
I know, man. You know.
Sounded good, though, don't it?
Sounded good.
Like, really, this is my first time. That's what you call fishing for a compliment.
At the same time, I know she's lying, so I'm not going to argue with it because I don't want her to stop.
Like, yeah, the first time, it's good, it's good. I like it.
What? We can't hear you. What you say?
She wanted to know, did I do it right?
Oh, you got us on speakerphone and shit? Kind of bull.
I got on the elevator. I'm at the dorm.
Oh, because I was about to start moaning.
Wow.
Anybody else do that? When people put you on speakerphone? Do anybody else do that? People put you on speakerphone?
Yeah.
They start saying raunchy stuff or start moaning. I don't know. I just like doing that. Like, I got you on speakerphone. Really? Oh.
Make them take you off, don't you, LaCroix?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Depends on how they want to play.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like a nut. Okay, I never knew. It does sound right. It does sound right, though. All right, folks. Alright,
who's
background
stuff?
Lady.
Who that?
Lady C background.
Lady C, I went to the laundry room. I'm sorry.
You got that loud ass. Somebody was calling that script. I'm like, who is that? I thought it was the person. I'm Lady C. It's her ass. You know, Lady C. Y'all gotta know. Y'all gotta have quiet background, folks. Quiet background. He's telling us.
Laundry. It's getting late.
Yeah, late. Right.
Wow.
11:17. Y'all gonna stop being freaky. Yeah, not being.
I have a question for the fellas.
You got a question for the who?
For the fellas, the guys on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's all true. Okay, any brothers on the phone? Hello, brothers.
Yeah,
I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a question. How come guys say that they're good at oil, but they're really not? And instead of just saying that, you know, I'm still learning my, you know, y'all just swear that y'all good, but y'all really not. Could you, like, you know, what's up with that?
Me? I'm not lying.
Are y'all scared to get in there, like, to really get into it?
Who going first?
That's what I want to know.
I feel like this, man.
All
right, you bet. I'm not good. Tell me. Teach me. You feel me? I'm not going to say it's fun because I'm the type of cat, man. Like, look, I like to get straight up in it. You feel me?
Okay, so if your girl told you, you would get mad if she said you're no good?
Nah, teach me. I'm not, you know what I mean? Everybody got their fault. I'm not good, teach me.
Okay, you would suck your teeth, get up and walk out the room?
Nah. I'll take criticism, you know what I mean? I'll take criticism. I'm drunk right now, but you know what I'm talking about. But it's like, look. It's like, look, and I don't get mad because I know what you're not good at, you can get better if you want to get better at it. You feel me? You know.
Yeah, I feel you. But, you know, a lot of guys try to blame a woman and say, well, your shit is too big or something like that, you know.
Well, you a big girl?
Yeah, I'm a big girl. I'm just saying, you know, I have most guys tell me, like, you know, I don't like to have my time wasted. Like, I'm sure you don't like to have your time wasted either. So I'm saying if a girl's going down on you and she ain't doing what she's supposed to do, you would be like, yo, you know, to the left or, you know, pick up the balls or something like that. But when I do that to a guy, they really get upset. And they suck their teeth and, you know, grab their clothes and go home.
Probably done with the wrong guy.
No. You already know it's the how you finesse it, Brick. You know your ass don't finesse shit. You done said it, and you done sucked your tooth. You done sucked your tooth, and you done rolled your eyes, or you did something. That's what it is. It's how you finesse it. See, I get where Bless's coming from. Bless is like, I'm not going to interrupt her because she got to learn how, or whatever. Bless have what you call patience. Rick, you don't have what you call patience.
No.
You have to have a thing called sexual patience. And then
that's why I'm doing a virgin. That's exactly why. I don't have no patience.
Right. Especially if a person that sat there and bragged about it, you already.
That's what I hate the most, Crush.
That, right.
Why you gotta brag?
Wait, you got niggas that brag about eating pussy like that? Where?
Yeah, I'd rather you say, I don't know how to do it, I'll try, and then knock my socks off than sit up there and say that you the best. And I'm
where
sitting
niggas
there like,
do that? Where they do that?
The ones that brag, not all of them. The majority of the ones that brag.
They brag about eating pussy these days. Huh.
Y'all brothers get up in there. I mean, get up in there. He made it all.
Niggas brag about eating pussy good
like,
these days?
I'm
kind of shocked at that. Like, niggas brag about eating pussy.
Why? You shocked?
Yeah, I'm shocked. You're like shocked. Like, wow. I don't know, niggas.
You're really in this little box somewhere, huh?
Huh? I'm really in this little box. Where I live? I live in Crown Heights, Ma. Yo, trust.
Crown Heights, Crown Heights, on President Street.
Whoa. That's my people. My people live on President Street. Yeah,
okay,
Millionaire Row. Millionaire Row. Yeah, a couple of my people live there. I got like 3-4 people that live on that block. Yeah. But I don't live
with
there.
With the Penguins. Amongst them.
I mean,
because I don't understand how you don't know these things. I mean, you still in the hood.
Yeah, I still in the hood, but I don't know. I put it like this. None of my people would be talking about, I ate that bitch. Yo, I ate sure y'all good. My niggas don't even admit they eat pussy. The ones that do.
No, I'm saying, guys, of course guys don't talk about that with each other.
No, I mean, I do what I do. I do what I do, trust. If you
like
want to find out, trust me.
That's the point, exactly. Like me, a sick ass me.
I live in a box or something.
I pretty
much the same way. I do what I do. I don't brag or nothing. You'll find out if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. But I'm not
okay, so
to like,
never when I'm
any, hold on. Any type of man that you tell them they doing it wrong and they get upset with you, then you're really playing with an amateur. He's really a boy, an amateur.
Yeah, niggas you fucking with, mom. Need to fuck other niggas.
A real cat going at least trying to find a way to pleasure that woman the way we want that woman to pleasure us.
But not necessarily. You got to also look
told me
at
the other day.
Everybody got feelings. You know what I'm saying? And if the way Brick talk now, you can just imagine her in the bedroom.
I'll come out first.
Just imagine her and you not pleasing her, and you don't say you want to please her. Just imagine
Brick,
her.
Where you live at?
Roll her eyes or suck her cheeks.
Oh, nasty.
She's not say that in the sweet. She's not gonna say that in no sweet boy. Like no, she's not gonna give you that. I don't see her giving you that, especially if you bragged about it. Now, if you were somebody who said, you know, I don't really eat pussy like that, you know what I mean? If you don't like it, whatever, show me. Okay, fine, you're going to get the sweet brick. But don't sit up there and tell this lady you want to make her toes curl, and you sit up there and lick it on the lips and not the click. And she going to get
exactly, on the outside. Go in.
You know one thing I heard, and I feel sorry for y'all females. I hear sometimes y'all females running the dudes that say they going to eat pussy, and they literally eat y'all. I mean, they literally biting the shit out of y'all. I feel sorry for y'all females when y'all run into dudes like that.
Because
I done heard tragic stories like that.
I done popped the heads like they were my child.
What
did
this?
You popped
the head, right? Let me find out.
I have done that. I have popped a nigga in his head, especially if they got a bald head, too. I love doing that. But
the chick told me the other day, right? She said, how big is your dick? I said, I don't know. Said, well, you just got smart. I said, I don't know. I'm not going to pull it out. I'm not getting something. You really want to find out. Find out for yourself.
That's what he's going to find out.
I'm not going to say, I got the best dick. I can do this now. You want to find out for yourself. I pull it out for nothing. Let's go get a room.
I'm putting it on your forehead. Some of that. I'm going to put it out. You're going to let me put it on your forehead. If I can't slap your forehead with it, I'm not pulling it out. I could have a dick. I'd be in trouble.
Oh, there she goes.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a
crush. Give me one day with one. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Jeffrey, how old are you?
I'm going around, and I'm just...
like I said, I agree with my man, too. I agree with my man, too. He said, who go around bragging about it, eat pussy like they giving awards out for that shit?
Girl, who do that?
Yeah.
That's for lesbians to do that.
Like they they're giving awards out for it.
Lesbians supposed to do that shit, not men.
What I want to know
I really don't.
Why do men think that you having a baby is something sexy?
Something what? Sexy?
Right, they think it's sexy. Because every time I deal with a man, they always talk about how they want me to have their kids. What do they
ain't got none. That's
right,
like fresh meat right there.
Right.
Ain't nothing in there.
Hold on. I ain't gonna lie. I had my first child 6 years ago, and before she came, I used to be the same way. Cause you know, I was that type of dude. After a certain type, when I got to a certain point of age, I wanted kids, and I was really fiended to have a child.
But that's just sexy. And then they get upset when I say I don't want any. Like they really get upset and mad and don't want to talk to me no more.
Get there with crazy niggas, crying though.
I was the type. I had the least I'm at a certain age. I would have leave somebody my name. I would have a lineage line before I leave this earth.
Y'all, they seem like crazy niggas we dealing with, but y'all, these are the boys y'all talk to every day. They just show us this side. They don't show y'all that side.
This is your homeboy that you roll with every day. Y'all sitting up there smoking weed. Y'all sitting up there having a drink. Y'all sitting up there playing ball. These are the same people that come back to us talking about baby, have a baby. Like, and then 50 Cent get on my fucking nerves. That dude, I want to kick him in the forehead so bad. I wish I knew that.
My first child.
Lies to me. Somebody said have a baby by me and be a millionaire. Somebody actually told me that they would have offered me to have a baby. If they had a baby, they'd put me on the insurance or whatever, and I'll be a millionaire because they don't put me on some type of shit that he was saying. And he got
how many bitches did he get with that line?
When I said no, this is before 50 Cent even came out with that song. This is years ago, before 50 Cent came out with that song. But let me tell you though, Brick, I told him no, and I was like really adamant about it. I haven't heard from him since. I heard from him like one time since then. And I was like 2 or 3 years ago. That was like 2 weeks ago, 2008, this person did that. And I'm like,
hey, you know what? He probably the one that fed 50 that line.
Right, he has to be. I'm like, really, 50, really?
Like my first child, my daughter just turned 4. I ain't want no kids, man. But I ain't gonna lie to you. I want another one now. My daughter changed my life, yo. You feel me? So I ain't gonna lie to you.
I
never wanted
kids. I had my first child 6 years ago. I'm now 29, and I already just had number 4 last month.
Number 4?
Right.
Yeah, I got
4. Damn.
Is
baby mama number 4?
No, one baby mama. No 4 different baby mamas, just one. One
this
baby
is
mama.
Wifey, what the fuck? Shit, I have 4 kids, why you ain't wifey yet?
Actually, I did. We got married before the first child.
And what happened?
We got divorced before the first. We had our rough time, but actually we brought it back together. Everything is back on track the way we like it.
That's nice.
Aww.
I big that up right there. That's a real man right there.
We got married before the first child. We had our first child. And then, I said, we had our first child. And then the year after the first child, we had our second. And we waited. It's a two-year gap between our second child and our third. And, you know, things did get rocky. I ain't gonna lie, things got rocky. Things situation got apart. That it needed a separation first. You understand? It needed a separation before we could actually put it back together the way we wanted it back together. And we actually got it back together the way we wanted it back together. Everything back on the smooth track. You know what I mean? And that's one thing that we actually keep it and believe. You know what I'm saying? Because
we make sure God stayed with us through every last one of them trials and tribulations, because when things was going rocky, that's when, you know, that's when the devil was sending a lot of demons to make the rocky. We make sure
I hope y'all don't forget next Thursday is ladies' night. So
Right,
we're gonna kick the guys out, we're gonna find a topic to make them squirm. But I was told that it cannot no longer be the 40 minutes or half an hour that we gave them. And they said it should be an hour and an hour. The ladies should have it for an hour, and then we bring them in an hour later at 10.
I don't know if y'all can make me squirm. I was raised in a house full of females.
I can't jerk off to an hour and a half. They give me, you know what I mean? I got to get the hour in.
That's the whole point of the hour and a half, just so y'all can squirm. Y'all got to squirm.
I'm gonna tell you, there's no topic a female could talk about that make me squirm, especially when I was the only male that was in a house full of females.
I know some topics that could make you squirm.
Alright.
Huh?
That's just me, because I'm that crushy.
I agree with you, but I was raised by all females. I know where y'all coming from. I know where y'all getting at. I know what y'all think.
No, I don't think so.
Especially when it comes to that sensitive topic of y'all menstrual, that cannot make me swerve. I dealt with that.
We're gonna talk about y'all.
Right, first of all.
Even if you talk about us, what really could make us really feel uncomfortable?
Well, you know what? You got to listen to the show to find out. All right?
Exactly.
That's true. Find out.
That's how we're going to do that. Yeah, we're going to listen to the show. You got to find out. You want to listen to the show. You got to find out. Then you got to call up.
Bring up right? I got four things that I need to bring up.
Go ahead.
Right questions, yeah.
I'm going to bring it up in the chat room this time. I'm bringing up lies. Because I got questions.
What's up?
Remember the lesson we learned last week? If the shaft is black and the head is pink, run.
Like I said, one thing I learned, Tupac could have said it better, man. You get game from a woman. I've been raised by three women, man. I know all y'all think. It's like,
no, a man will never know what a woman is thinking. Just when y'all think y'all got it, y'all find it's all wrong.
I gotta give you that, Mom, because like women are really smart with their shit.
You know what? That's
you why I can't be faithful like or be in a relationship no more.
You know why they smart with it? Half of these men think with their bottom head, not their top head.
Yeah.
No, it's just trying to think with both of them at the same time. Women can.
One thing, but you got to understand, one thing about us men, though, we real simple with stuff. We know what we want. We know what we like to give. We know everything. Females, y'all switch up nearly every day. It's like I have a female conference and just say, today we're going to be on blue, and tomorrow we're going to be on red, and they just never going to know which day we on.
But isn't that the joy of life?
I got a baby mother like that.
I don't think that's the way around.
We simple in everything we like. When we go shopping, we know we going to that sneaker store, we getting that Jordan and that size and that color. We ain't going to try on every other Jordan and every other color and every other size. So that's why
But then y'all come back home and then y'all mad because now y'all want that color and that color. See, this is what I'm talking about. Y'all have to get ahead. See, when a lady does that, when she goes to the store and she have or she's changing up, she's thinking ahead. You're not thinking ahead because now you got that one shoe and that one color, and you ain't got nothing that matches that one shoe and that one color. Now you got to go back
to
the store.
Yes, we do, because we get that one shoe, that one color. We get in that outfit to go with that shoe, or we get a couple of outfits to go with that one shoe.
Right.
Going to get like 20,000 shoes and 20,000 outfits to go each shoe. We're going to get, we're
get like a bunch of outfits to go with that one shoe before we go get
you know
the next shoe to go with another bunch of other outfits.
You know what, though? I agree with dude. I agree with dude. Like I said, I don't like going shopping with my
you
girl.
Can't
like
have
I understand
both sides of the fences. You can't have both sides of the fences. I'm getting
tired of it. Pick yourself. I understand female. I go shopping with my female, even though I don't like it. You feel me? But she does
attack
me. But you know what I do?
Right.
You know what I do? You got the malls right now. You got to think smart. You got the malls right now. I can go to that place and give me a mug. I sit on a beer and give me a shot of Hennessy. Why are you shopping?
See, y'all don't understand how we can go to a store with just $20 in our pocket and come back with like 25 bags. Like, where do you get all that from?
Listen.
First of all, you went on the sales day, and then you still G the clerk and the cashier boy, and you still got you somebody discount. I done see my aunts and them go with a little bit of money and come back with thousands of goddamn bags, and I done watched how they went and cop the sale, the clearance sale, still get the employee discount because they flirted with this dude, and he up there all googly eyes giving her his discount and everything.
And the difference between y'all is that y'all will go into a store with $100 and a woman will talk y'all into buying one shirt. And y'all buy that one shirt for $100 trying to impress her, thinking with your ding-a-ling instead of thinking with your brain.
Not me, and I know the other brother agree with me because me and him was raised by a bunch of females. We know that female that work in that store is throwing the G on me. I'm not going for that G because I know that I see that G because we see females in our own family do the G.
Listen,
I know when I go to the store and she try to game me into that $100 shirt, I'm still telling her, no, I want that. I want these shirts. I can get a bunch of these shirts for that $100 instead of paying for that one shirt for $100.
My thing is, I shop like a female.
I'm going for the sale.
Let me ask you this. Can you ride both sides of the fence? Just because y'all was raised by a woman, you can't ride both sides of the fence.
No.
You can't claim to know and be so aware, but yet you thinking what you think still. Like, that makes no sense.
I got an older sister. You feel me? I know how she want to be approached. It's like, if she talk to a girl, it's like that. For example, I'm downtown, right? This one thing a chick. I tell you what you, this one thing a chick. I say, what's up, girl? She like, nah, I ain't messing with you. I said, you know what? What's up, girl? Have a nice day. She said, I got a man. All right, I said, no, that's what's up right there. Be true to your man. She looked at me like, because she used to hearing, oh, fuck your man not me. Your man, your man can't do what I do. You feel me? I'm learning this from females. I say, it'll happen like that. You know what? The next month, she see me, gave me her number, you know what I mean? We kicked it. You feel me? It's
wait,
like, you know what I mean?
Get the story.
Huh? What I'm trying to say is the point blank is she was expecting me to, like, look, she was expecting me to say, look, fuck your man. It's like the average dude nowadays. Fuck you, man. Your man ain't better than me. I can give you the world. Your
she
man can't give you the
and
world.
Gave you her number. Wait, then she turned around and gave you her number anyway.
I ran into her like a month ago. Cause she wasn't
you
used to
her.
And you called her. No, I ain't called her right away. I called her, but I ain't called her right away.
Does she really have a man?
But yeah, but she's going through problems with her man.
Oh, so you
a
whole
lie? It is a lie. I do not know.
So you can't talk about that. That's home wrecking. That's being a home wrecker.
No, she gave me her number.
But that's not a good thing. It doesn't matter. It's not a good thing. That means that she's willing to fuck up her home by giving you her number. Now, what if her man would have checked her phone and seen your number?
Her man fucked up her own.
No. She did do that. You get what I'm saying? I understand where you're coming from. Her man didn't put a hand and say, give bless my number. You get what I'm saying? You got to look at the practical side of this, all right? Let's look at it from the common sense side. Let's listen to my side now. Hold on.
We talked on the phone, right?
Right.
I could have fucked this shit going through. I fucked the head up more.
Okay.
I said, look, I'm not knocking. I'm not knocking, man, because I don't knock no other. But he wrong or right? I don't knock no other man. I said, I can't knock. I can't tell you what he's supposed to do, or I can tell you what I'll do. You feel me?
Yeah, but you did fall in the place as a male homewrecker. If it was vice versa, they would have called that female homewrecker. She would have been everything. You did play the vice versa role on that now. If I was a home record,
I would have fucked it. I could have fucked it. I did.
No, you don't have to have sex to be a home record.
You don't have to have sex, but to keep that dialogue going and to keep that conversation going. Now you give her doubts in her head. You give her double choices now.
I gave her several choices. All right, can I just say something real quick? Because I'm talking, and everybody keeps talking over me. So, like, let me use my power of me. All right, so what I'm saying is, bless child, you know, once you said, okay, I'm not, you know, if she said, listen, I got a man, and you said, okay, cool, take care of home, you get what I'm saying? And if you would have walked away, you would have been good. But the simple fact that you kept this dialogue going and then you exchanged numbers with this lady, not only did you exchange numbers with this lady, you actually used the number. I can understand, okay, you being friendly and she want to hand you the number. All right, here go my number. Okay, fine. You get what I'm saying? I can understand. But, you know, that was her, first of all, that was her wrongdoing for even offering you the number or giving you her number. That was her wrongdoing for her relationship. You know what I'm saying? That was already showing you the type of female she is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, like, that's also saying, okay, you, and then the fact that you know she has a man. You know what I mean? Yeah, she could have been lying. All right, fine, y'all exchange numbers. But then you found out she has a man. And you continue with that dialogue. You get, that's what I'm saying. That's where the whole, you can't sit there and say you know about females and you understand females and all this other stuff about the whole female epidemic and then turn around and you're still doing the same thing that a nigga do. You know what I mean? That's why I said I don't understand.
Hey, I ain't get the number until a month later. She came to like, yeah, me and my man having problems. This is a month later now. Me and my man having problems and all that. She tried to come to me as advice. I said, nah, I can't. I don't down no other cat, but he wrong or right.
Listen,
I don't down nobody. That's not my business. That's not my business. You know, basically is when I got a number, we talked as friends. We best friends to the day, and I never fucked him. We best friends to the day, man. It's like, you talk to me, it's not all about sex. It's not all about that. We communicated.
But it's like my man. Story, which one is it? It's not like you cutting and pasting the story to fit the dynamic. No matter when you called her, the fact is that you called her, no matter what she did, the fact is that she gave you a number. If it was vice versa, she would have been all types of bitches and carry on. But when you did it, you glorified it.
It was no wrong in my part. Me and my man going through shit right now, we separated. He gave me her number.
Let me tell you something. You just said y'all best friends. That's what you just said, right?
We cool. We real cool to this day.
You just said I was best friends. You just said we was best friends till this day. Even though you called her a month later or she asked you for advice. How did that happen? How did you called her? And you gave her your number?
No, I didn't get her number that same day. I got her number a month later.
Okay, so you bumped into this girl twice.
Trenton is small. You feel me? You can see people on a daily basis. downtown at the same time. I was working downtown.
The time you bumped in touch, she had a man. The second time you bumped in touch, she gave you a number.
Second time, like a month later, yeah, she gave me a number.
Right. And you called her and y'all had a conversation.
She had a conversation. First of all, her man was going through problems, so basically I was a rebound. I ain't approach shorty like that, man, because I got, like I said, this is for my daughter. I got a mom. I want to treat a woman like I respect my mom. So definitely, when it came down to the rebound thing, I said, nah, give me that talk. Now that's talk,
right.
Now, man. Then she's like, I mean, so it wasn't really like you trying to break up own happy home.
This went from one story to another story. I don't understand the story. Now the whole dynamics of the story done changed altogether. I don't want to know no more about this story. Okay, moving right along. Back to what we're talking about. The story did change, bless. You added a whole extra day in there. The story changed. You added a whole extra day that wasn't there to begin with. Let's move right back along. We got 11 minutes remaining on the clock after this. Time for us to go on this note. I don't know if y'all want to say any last words. Sorry for the bottom of my Chevy, baby. Any last words you want to say?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, I can barely hear you. No, I'm just chilling, listening to the conversation, whatever. How old Miss Brick is? How old Miss Brick?
What up? I'm trying to see if she's still there. Brick, you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't think she's still there. Lady C, any last thoughts, Lady C?
Oh, interesting. Always interesting and a good time when I come to visit your show.
Thank you. All right. She just got knocked off. Okay. Stevie B, any last?
Yeah, my last word to y'all, you know, is, you know, I pray God bless you all. I love y'all all. You know what I'm saying? I love my neighbor as I love myself. And any of y'all want to contact me, I'm on Facebook. Me up. You can type in Malaakia, which is
M-A-L-A. Ain't nobody putting that in.
She's
never gonna get no more friends.
Go to the Clutch Club page and find me on her friends list. I should be Mala Aki, Yasa Allah. And you know what I mean? I'm a down to earth cat. Anybody wanna hit me on Facebook, wanna have any conversation, you can hit me up here. I'll let me on Facebook.
You know you ain't gonna get no more new friends, because I showed up there when looking for your page. And I couldn't find that shit, and I thought you done deleted me from your page, and you just popped up.
I'm on the bottom of your friend list and the why.
I know how I go
alphabetical order.
I was looking for you, like, where the hell? Anyway, you were wrong for that one. Any final words, bless child, before we hang up and go on our merry way?
Say God bless, man. It's a lovely show, man. You know, I misunderstood what I was saying, though. But, you know, it was a lovely show, man. Lovely overtime, man. I definitely enjoyed it. Like I do always, you know. Take a shout-out to my daughters, man. Love y'all. Better be sleep.
How many you got?
I'm going to walk in that crib.
All right, folks. Y'all just tuned into Phone Face Radio After Hours. We should start a new show called Phone Face Radio After Hours, but that's another topic. I'll think about it. Maybe I'll bring back the erection section. I don't know yet.
Oh, tricky.
You tune into Phone Face Radio. We are signing off officially right now. It's been wonderful. Thank y'all for the overtime. As always, had a good time. Bless child. You can't ride both sides of the fence, bless child. You can't ride both sides of the fence. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. That's my final story, and I'm sticking to it. You can't ride both sides of the fence, sir. You got to pick one side. If you're going to be a man about it or you're going to be a woman about it. I was going to say something else, but I don't want you to take
about it.
I don't want you to take it the wrong way.
I'm being mad about it, man. I got love for my females. I got love for males and females, as long as it's real.
That's what's up. All right, folks. As always, we had a wonderful time on Phone Fantasy Radio. I want to once again invite everybody back this Thursday to the Fantasy Limelight. We shine on Lowry. Poetic Love is the name of his album. It's July 28th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. That call-in number, 805-830-8320. Or you can always visit www.blogtalkradio.com/thecrushheart. So, well then, one love. And I'm asking my sister. somebody sleeping. Right. You know, pass somebody out, Pastor. Bye.
The question, holler at me when we get a chance.
Call me, 347-4-BBW. That's it.
What'd you say? 347-BBW?
4-O-O-R-B-B-W.
Four. Okay.